location.
Living next to busy highways can raise your risk of clogged arteries.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. The grief seems never ending. Mourners a day after 85 people died in a series of suicide bombings in Kirkuk, Iraq. Today, more attacks in the country. A car bombing at Baghdad kills 12 people, and officials northeast of the capital say they found the bodies of 29 Shiite men and women gunned down overnight by Sunni insurgents. In Washington, the Senate will pull an all-nighter as it debates Iraq. Majority Leader Harry Reid.
We're going to have votes during the night. We're not going to let everybody go home and have a good night's rest.
Colorado Republican Senator Wayne Allard says talk of withdrawal is premature.
Our best and brightest military minds have worked to construct this new strategy, and we need to see it through.
Well, what are the endgame scenarios? We're live with CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
You know, Nick, President Bush often warns that a precipitous U.S. withdrawal would cause an Al-Qaeda or Iranian power grab. But the Washington Post reports recent war game exercises for the Pentagon predicted a U.S. exit would lead to factional fighting and three separate Iraqi states. CBS News military analyst Mike Lyons downplays Al-Qaeda's power after any U.S. withdrawal.
The likelihood of them creating a true military threat there is not very high.
Then there's the current political puzzle in Iraq.
These are huge issues for some groups that have had long-standing enmities.
Spokesman Tony Snow on the big challenge of getting Iraqi factions to cooperate with the U.S. and each other, Nick.
Well, they're in town to make the sale. Auto dealers have come to Washington with a pitch for lawmakers to slow down. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss is on Capitol Hill with a story.
Intense lobbying by automakers and sellers failed to stop the Senate from passing tough new fuel efficiency standards for cars, trucks, and SUVs, so they're now focusing on the House. About 100 car dealers are in town today to lobby. Daryl Willey says he wants to sell more fuel-efficient cars, but says many of his customers in Lawrence, Kansas, need SUVs and trucks.
Congress, I think, is overreacting and just trying to mandate fuel economy standards that would reduce consumer choice.
Knowing some increase in fuel efficiency is inevitable, the auto dealers are lobbying for going slower. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
A troubling picture of the Food and Drug Administration, and today agency officials will have to answer for it at a House hearing. Congressional investigators say the FDA's ability to make sure the food supply is safe is only minimal. The assessment comes amid a string of food scares involving domestic and imported products. Well, highways can be hazardous to your health, but perhaps not in the way you may be thinking. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato explains in this report from suburban Washington.
Mainline highways, like the ones intersecting here, are called arteries. In rush hour, they get clogged. So do your arteries, it turns out, if you live close to them. In the American Heart Association journal Circulation, researchers say they've shown for the first time that living near high traffic raises your risk of hardening of the arteries. Between 164 and 328 feet away, the risk jumps 34%. Within 160 feet of busy highways, 63%. This study says this appears to be one way air pollution can cause a heart attack or stroke. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Bethesda, Maryland.
The Atlanta attorney whose travels with TB triggered his quarantine at a Denver hospital scheduled for surgery today. He tells CNN that doctors will remove a diseased portion of his right lung.
The doctor said if you go ahead and have the surgery, you don't have to worry 10 years from now or 20 years from now or 30 years now if it's ever going to come back. And that's
J. Marvin in the morning on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Distant strain of tuberculosis. It's 4 past the hour.
Don't miss Colorado State of Mind every Friday night at 7:30 on Rocky Mountain PBS.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. The state capitol is reopening today, but with heightened security following yesterday's deadly shooting outside the governor's office.
A man came into the governor's office, made some threatening type statements, in the midst of escorting him out, a confrontation ensued. The man was shot.
The governor was there at the time of the shooting, but says he wasn't concerned.
This is a safe building, and there's a lot of security inside this building, and it's there to prevent incidents that happen.
The shooting is causing officials to review security measures at the Capitol. Metal detectors were in use during the months after 9/11, but were taken out after lawmakers objected. Security is now being tightened, at least temporarily. Visitors will have to pass through a metal detector starting today. The governor says only one entrance will be open to the public. But he says it's still a safe building, and he's encouraging people to keep visiting the Capitol. And Andrew Speaker says he's getting ready for surgery today to remove a diseased portion of his right lung. He's the Atlanta attorney with tuberculosis who sparked an international health scare back in May. He says the expectation is the operation will rid him of TB. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Good morning. We're in good shape across Denver Metro. Looks like all the overnight construction work has been completed, and we have no wrecks or other problems slowing down the commute. Usual fill-in, southbound 25 from 104th to 84th, and eastbound 270 crossing Commerce City. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, hot and dry with isolated showers in the afternoon. We're going to get a high of 100 degrees tonight.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter retractable awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter retractable awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1437 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-1437. 1-800-322-1437.
Hey, back to the show in just a sec. But before that, have you guys heard about this? There's this computer program that literally has newcomers to the internet earning tens of thousands of dollars. See, this program lets you start selling high-profit products on the internet using sites like eBay, selling stuff like digital cameras and iPod accessories, even plasma TVs. Now, here's a part I think's interesting. You can make all this money selling products that you never have to see or store or pay for. And there's a company that's giving out a CD for free that tells you how to get started with it. The number for the free CD is, it's here. It's 1-800-322-7127. Looks like your computer does the work while you basically collect the money. Seems like an easy way to run a business out of your house. Anyway, to get the free CD, you call Internet Speedway at 1-800-322-7127. 1-800-322-7127.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-430-8122 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-430-8122. 1-800-430-8122.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine. Maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression. Maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope. Maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off. And that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please, call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
The following is not a radio commercial. It's a gift from the people of Iceland to you and your heart. You see, Iceland Health is giving away a free bottle of omega-3 fish oil to everyone that requests one because they recognize the very real danger of high cholesterol, heart disease, and stroke. Millions of you have already discovered the powerful benefits of fish oil, but millions of you haven't. Iceland Health omega-3s offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for joints, memory, even your skin. And the omega-3s from Iceland Health offer twice the power of ordinary fish oil. Whether you've tried omega-3s before or this is your first time, call and request your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 soft gels. Call 1-800-479-8133. It's our gift to you. Find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 fish oil by calling 1-800-479-8133. 1-800-479-8133.
Get those juices flowing.
Man, I am struggling to get the last 50 pounds off.
It'll happen.
I'm down to the last 50 pounds, and it is a struggle. I keep going up and down, up and down, up and down, and cannot break below a certain barrier.
No, just keep trying, man. You'll get there.
I'm really struggling to get this done. All right, this morning at 7 o'clock, we're going to talk to our buddy David Sirota, and we're going to talk to him about why politics basically suck and are boring to most people, and also what's wrong with the Democratic Party and just the state of things in general, political-wise, and why most people, they just don't care. And when you sit back and say, well, wait a minute, who are you talking about here? Because I care. Think about the voting turnout in this country. What is it, about 53% maybe? And then look at all the people who vote like for American Idol. Of course, they don't tell you how many people vote twice or try to vote twice. Then at 8 o'clock, you know, we had the Beth Hammer story, and now we're going to get into the same thing again, only this time this story has been out there for a while and has been circulating. The ACLU of Colorado announced yesterday that its attorneys had filed suit on behalf of Mike Mahaney, an Inglewood shop owner. You probably have seen this if you've been in Inglewood, whose mural depicting an Alice in Wonderland scene has prompted controversy and citations for allegedly violating the city's sign code. And our guest is going to be Tom McDonald, who is representing Mahaney as an ACLU cooperating attorney. Once again, this is like the Beth Hammer story. Okay, how ridiculous is this? The guy's got what I consider to be, which doesn't make it, you know, the final word. I mean, art is in the eye of the beholder. But I think the mural's pretty cool. Now, why did he put the mural up there? Well, he put it up there to stop graffiti. And it's his business. And how does it violate the sign code? Well, you know what they're really saying. You know what they're really saying about this mural? Because you're smart enough. We're all smart enough to figure this out. We've all been down this road before. We know what the mural is. We know what the problem with the mural is, don't we? Sure. The mural talks about rock and roll and also alludes to, in the minds of some people, drug use, right? Sure. That's why we have to get the mural down. That's why we have to paint the wall white so that people can come along and tag it in utter disrespect.
One pill makes you larger, and one pill makes you small.
Ooh.
And the ones that mother gives you
don't turn city council liquid on at all.
Go ask
Alice. Because we know what's going to happen, right? 13 and 14-year-old kids are going to walk by and they're going to say, ooh, look, Alice in Wonderland. That's about drug use. Oh, wow, that looks cool. I guess I'll have to turn on, tune out, and drop out. See, that's the danger of drugs, right? Of mind-altering substances. So, Johnny, what do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be an artist.
Your father and I told you to join the Marine Corps. No, I mean, that's what they're always scared of, right? And then they're also scared of the fact that kids are going to get into drugs by seeing this, and then they're going to get into rampant sex. Only thing I ever did on marijuana was just eat like a pig. Anyway, we're going to talk about that coming up. And it's ridiculous. It's a ridiculous thing. And I was thinking the other day about all the cities I've lived in, and Mary and I have lived in a lot of them. And this stuff always comes up all the time. And you just wonder what motivates people to do this kind of stuff. Don't you get involved in city government for the right reasons instead of the wrong reasons? And the wrong reasons would be to turn around and go after this guy for a mural that depicts Alice in Wonderland because you don't happen to like the mural? Are we ever, ever going to learn in this country? I guess not. The other story that we have to talk about this morning, which I really don't want to talk about, and it's not Lindsay Lohan coming out of rehab. It's the shooting yesterday at the state capitol. Now, you know that the news media is all wound up about this, and they're all over this, and they're going to put every person that they can find who's anybody who is anybody on to talk about the shooting. But what is it going to do for those of us who do talk? How are we going to approach this topic? Well, the only way we're going to approach this topic is the same old debate that we've always had. The same old debate that's been going on since the beginning of time. It falls into the category of things that you don't talk about because it's too easy. There are no answers. But you know what it is. It's gun control and the proliferation of guns in this society. And the fact that people get a hold of guns and they do stupid and mentally unbalanced things. And then they end up getting themselves killed. If you read any of the news reports about this guy, Aaron Richard Sidney, okay, he was 32 years old. He lived with his parents. What was he doing living with his parents at 32? I marvel at people that are in their 30s that can live with their parents. I couldn't live with my mother for 5 minutes. I'd put a pillow over her head. I really couldn't. Oh, God. I don't know about you, but I couldn't wait to get out of the house. I was gone at 17 or 18. Neighbors say he seemed like a nice guy. How many times have we heard this before? As a matter of fact, there's an old joke in the news business about when these things happen. There's an old joke about the neighbors will always say, oh, but he seemed like such a mild-mannered, nice guy. They said this about, by the way, about Ted Bundy. They said it about Jeffrey Dahmer. And that he had some kind of medical condition, but that they would leave it to the family to disclose what it was. And the guy rushes into Governor Bill Ritter's first floor office claiming to be the emperor and saying he was here to take over the state. And he had weapons on him. According to the police, the man told a clerk that today is the day he will reign and that the emperor is coming. This guy apparently, or some man had apparently gone into a tux store to run a tux, and he had two knives and a gun. So, okay, so now the question is, where does a guy like this get a hold of a firearm? Well, you can buy guns on the streets. And there are guns all over the place. I love guns. I don't love them. That's not the right word to say. I like guns. I respect people that are into guns. I respect honest tax-abiding citizens, tax-paying law-abiding citizens who own guns. But I readily will admit to you that there's a problem with this, that we're living in a society in which the unbalanced can get their hands on firearms. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, well, wait a minute, why is he on the air saying that the guy's unbalanced? Because anybody who goes and says that they are the emperor and they're here to take over the state, that's not a normal outlook on life. And it also calls into the question mental illness, which we've talked about before. Those of us that have struggled with problems, depression, bipolar, those kinds of things. You know how tough this road is. We've been over this before, about how it is not an acceptable thing about society to have mental illnesses. So, in the end here, while I can't ignore the topic, and I'll probably have to talk about it again sometime this morning, it's one of these things where I just really don't know what to say about it. Although you could make the case that I've ran my mouth enough and I've said enough about it, but it's one of these things where I don't know what to say about it. Is banning all firearms the answer, and can you really ban all guns? Is mental health the answer? A lot of people say yeah. Is a gun an inanimate object that only does what the owner has it do? Similar to a car, a knife, or anything else. All right, who wants to jump into this at 6:22 in the morning? 22 minutes after 6. Anybody want to take this one on? 303-713-7600. And if you don't pick the phone up and you don't call, but I don't blame you, because we're going to get locked in the same tired debate that you probably had in high school in debate class about guns. I don't know what the answer is. Do you live in a free society? Is a certain amount of pain, is a certain amount of discomfort? Is that part of the bill of fare that you pay for that? And does prohibiting anything really, really work? Does making something illegal really work? Does it really? Or are there always going to be those people that are going to be determined to break the law? 303-713-7600. Pro-gun, anti-gun.
Tonight, your vote counts.
The final 20 performers face elimination as the semifinals begin on America's Got Talent. Then, the critics are calling the new summer hit awesome, and America agrees. The Singing Bee.
Yes!
A hilarious competition that's not about how well you can sing.
You're an all-star. Get your game on.
It's about knowing the words.
All that liver, Cisco.
Joey Fatone hosts The Singing Bee after America's Got Talent, 8, 7 Central, NBC tonight.
What's happening, Special Agent?
I've discovered something that lots of auto insurance companies don't want you to know. You can switch your auto insurance anytime. Fortunately, Esurance wants to get the word out to help drivers save time and money on auto insurance.
Copy that. But you can switch your auto insurance anytime, even before your other policy expires?
You sure can. There's no reason to pay too much for auto insurance a day longer than you have to.
I bet that's why over 500,000 drivers have switched to Esurance, and thousands more switch every week.
That's right. At Esurance.com, you can see your savings right away. With fast quotes and instant comparisons to other companies' prices, you'll know you're getting the best deal on auto insurance.
And if I want to switch to Esurance?
Just buy your Esurance policy and you can find out more about canceling your other coverage.
How much money could I save with Esurance?
Many drivers save hundreds of dollars a year with Esurance.
Who wouldn't want to switch and save today? Get your auto insurance quote at Esurance.com.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM 760.net.
in financing to help families stay in their homes and get a loan they can afford. And the best way for you to access this program is calling the mortgage store. They're dedicating $35 million to a bailout fund to help homeowners with adjustable rate mortgages going out of control. Get rid of that adjustable loan and all your other debt and get the security of one new low fixed payment and no payment for up to 90 days. The mortgage store is an Inc. 500 company and they're a direct lender and can close your loan fast. They approve their own loans so they can say yes, even if you've been turned down elsewhere. So discover how much money you could be saving every single month. There's a limited amount of money available, and it's not going to last long. Call now, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. 303-423-7171. Call the mortgage store. They're the guaranteed pros.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing phase. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 303-487-6880. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. 303-487-6880. Some fees do apply.
Live, local, and progressive.
The Jay Marvin Show.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
He always was very polite, very nice. I would like to say that he was not well.
In what sense?
He just wasn't well, and I'd like to let it go with that.
Well, that's one of the neighbors talking about Aaron Richard Sidney, that he wasn't well. What does that mean, that he wasn't well? Well, he was mentally imbalanced, I guess. I don't know. 27 minutes after 6, we're talking about the shooting at the Capitol. 303-713-7600, isolated thunderstorms today, high 101, AM 760, Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin along with you. And it's the same debate we had after the Virginia Tech shooting. All right, is this a mental health issue or is this an issue about guns? Let's go to Diane in Boulder County. Diane, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I live in Boulder County and work as a volunteer with people, adults with mental illness, and I see all the time the lack of funding for these mental illness programs. Quite often when children are up to age 18, there's programs for them. Once they become emancipated, there's very little help for them. They try to, if they're living alone, they try to get an SSI. It's hard to, certainly in Boulder County, it's hard to afford to find an apartment on SSI, which is probably why this young man was living still at home. Seems to me he was probably mentally ill, and I know in Boulder County $1.5 million was cut from the budget last year, and the Boulder Mental Health Association is struggling to try to keep their programs running. I work with a clubhouse for adults with mental illness, and we try to help them get job training and work, and we do support employment for them once they can work. And it's also a social outlet for people with mental illness. They can drop in, they can be there, we can see if they're unstable, if we notice that they're unstable, we can get them help. But, you know, we just had two employees who just quit because they can't afford to work there because of budget cuts. So I think that's a crime. Mental illness issue is huge in this country, and lack of support for healthcare for people with mental illness is a big deal.
Well, there's no question it's a big deal, and it's no question that we don't in this society really take it as being priority number one. The other side of this is guns.
Well,
is it really feasible to think that you can eliminate all the firearms there are in this country? I don't think you can. And then what do you do? Here's the problem I have. What do you do with people who have guns And they've never broken the law. Do you penalize them as well as everybody else?
Well, I don't know. Maybe people who have diagnosis with mental illness shouldn't be allowed to buy guns.
Well, they shouldn't be able to buy guns, but they apparently can be. They apparently can get their hands on guns. I mean, look at the
apparently
guy.
Apparently so.
Look at the guy in Virginia. He got his hands on firearms. Look what
Absolutely.
He did.
Absolutely. He was a prime case of untreated mental illness. It was a tragedy. And then the fact that he could get that many guns, and the fact that people saw warning signs and didn't intercede in that case was a crime, too. There was warning signs, and nobody took hold of this young man and saw to it that he had the help he needed.
You know, the other thing is the media's all over this today.
Well, I think that's
but
police
three weeks from now, 4 weeks from now, we're not going to be debating this. This is going to be gone.
Well, and that's not a crime.
And I also think that people, you know what else I think? I think people hear these stories. They see this. They're kind of interested in this guy's personal life. But in reality, they tune a lot of the rest of it out because what do we have? Like every other week, every 2 or 3 weeks, we've got somebody who goes into a building or someplace and shoots somebody.
Right. Well, yeah, maybe it's a handgun issue.
Maybe it is a handgun issue. Maybe that's exactly what it is. Maybe it's just a handgun issue. But still.
Well, certainly the man who went into the Capitol seemed to be not in reality. He seemed to have some mental illness issues. And perhaps had he been treated and somebody had interceded when he was starting to become very symptomatic, he went to Ben in the Capitol. He might have gotten the help he needed.
Can you really tell that, or does everybody have dark side that they suppress, and then some people lose control and that dark side comes out?
I think that people that are close to people with mental illness can certainly tell when they're off the wire, when they start ruminating and they start becoming agitated, and people who are trained can certainly recognize that. Certainly, families can recognize when their loved one who has mental illness is getting a little off the beam. And they have to have the resources. They have to have someone to call to help. They have to be able to know where to turn for, and not to get, and to be able to afford the help that you need.
You're right. And this all points back to health care, too, in this country, which is is a sad, sad problem that too few people really want to acknowledge or face. Diane, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Okay, my pleasure. Bye.
All right, one call so far on this at 303-713-7600. And I think I kind of know how you feel. That, well, this is just another in an ongoing incident of guns and violence, and we've been debating this, Jay, since I've been 14 years old or 15 years old. Didn't you have to do that in high school at some point, like when you were a sophomore or something? Welcome, students, to debate class. Today's topic, firearms. You know, because there's nothing sexy about firearms. So, you debated that in debate class. Some of you squared off in favor of people owning guns. Others of you squared off against people owning guns. And now here we are in 2007 and this stuff's going on. I don't remember this stuff happening even in like 1972 like it is now. All right, it's 6:33, 33 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. You ever did that in high school, Gina? Did you have debate class?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, and people debated firearms?
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And we never settled anything back then, did we?
I guess not.
And we're not going to settle anything now either.
Probably not.
Do you think?
Probably not.
I mean, I hate to get on the radio 34 minutes into the program and be negative, but we're not going to do this. And here's the other thing, too. I wonder if the majority of people in this country, because I don't know, and unlike some talking heads, and some politicians, I'm not prepared to speak for everybody in the country. Do people in this country like guns and favor guns, or are they against guns? I don't know. Do they want guns to... And then if you tried to ban all guns, would that really work?
That would never happen.
Because people would just get guns anyway, right?
Yeah, that would never happen.
Does banning anything really ever work? No, really, think about this. Think of everything that's illegal. Let's run over some things here. Speeding.
Yep, people still do it.
Do you speed?
I have had a little bit of a lead foot on occasion.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, me too. All right, I speed too. Okay, alcohol. We tried to ban alcohol. Did that work? No. No. Drugs. We try to ban drugs. Well, drugs are illegal. Okay, are there people taking drugs at this particular time? Sure. Look at the study yesterday about drugs in the workplace.
Major problem for America, isn't it?
Yeah, okay. So what else is out there that they've tried to ban? Pornography. Pornography is illegal. But yet people still have it. Right?
I don't, it's not illegal overall. I think it just...
Well, yeah, it can be ruled obscene if it does not, if it doesn't have any redeeming social value and is only only done to stimulate prurient interest, according to rulings by the Supreme Court. So, yeah, it can be illegal. Now, am I saying that we should have no laws? And that we should have, you know, that I'm advocating anarchy? No. But I'm saying that there's got to be some other way to unwind these problems other than just saying, everybody report to such and such location and give us your firearms. Oh, and let me tell you, on the pro-gun side of things, okay, here's the phoniest argument of all time. I'm not going to give up my gun because I may need it someday against the tyranny of Washington. Oh, I get it. Okay, so you're prepared to get out in the middle of Colfax or Colorado Boulevard or whatever street, and you're prepared to battle your local authorities, right?
Well,
come on. Come on.
You know, I think random violence would be more the issue. I think that when you, if you've ever had a random act of violence against your family or your, I think then you reconsider whether or not you want to own a weapon.
I think you're right. When I get done, Ruby Ridge is going to look like a child's campfire. To what I'm going to do to these people driven by the Illuminati, the Trilateral Commission, in liberals and communists who want to take my weapons. Now play me some Merle Haggard. All right, it's 6:38, 38 minutes after the hour. Traffic, Gina.
All right, Jay. Well, it's pretty good around the city. Hopefully we can keep it that way. We've just got 6th Avenue slowing down eastbound Sheridan toward your I-25 merge. Stop-and-go conditions southbound 25, of course. That's from about 120th down to 84th. Looks like we still have good speeds on I-25 through the DTC and C-470 crossing Highlands Ranch. Weather outlook today, it's going to be hot and dry. We're going to get a high of close to 100 degrees. Right now, partly cloudy and 66. I'm Gina Michaels, AM-760 Progressive Talk.
Get to Quality Mitsubishi today on South Broadway and drive home a brand new 07 Outlander for just...
What do you see when you look up at your rain gutters? Do you see an eyesore or do you see a worry-free zone? Do you see gutters that enhance or devalue your home? If your rain gutters aren't adding value or beauty, then you should call LeafGuard. LeafGuard rain gutters can help to beautify, increase value, and give you peace of mind, knowing that you'll never have to clean damaging clogs again. Call LeafGuard today to set up a free estimate, 303-289-1409. That's 303-289-1409. 1409, and tell them Ken Moon sent you.
You don't want to spend this hot summer cooking inside. Get out on your patio, cool off with some great deals from Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center in Boulder. Right now, the more you buy, the more you save. And July is set sale month, which means you'll save more money when you buy a table and at least four chairs. And unlike the other guys out there, Freehoff still has a huge selection of beautiful patio furniture in stock. Freehoff's always has same-day delivery all across the state. They're spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's, at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder.
At Shell, we believe that the only thing better than making gasoline is finding a way to get more of it.
Yeah, not just more of it, for free.
So now you can get a $25 Shell gift card when you purchase 100 gallons of Shell gasoline with your new Shell card within 90 days of opening an account.
So cool.
That's a savings of 25 cents per gallon.
Trust me, best gas card ever.
Just pick up an application at your local Shell station. Visit GetMyShellCard.com or call 877-GO-2-SHELL for details. Offer in September 30th.
I'm totally there.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Be sold at an unprecedented two-day public auction event. Again, over 200 houses, condos, and multi-unit foreclosed properties have been ordered sold by major financial institutions. Attractive and simple financing is available. These are lender repossessions and must be sold. Visit ushomeauction.com for complete details or call 1-800-311-1164 for your free catalog. All homes are located throughout Colorado and will be auctioned on August 4th and 5th. Buy homes at auction prices. Full details at ushomeauction.com. That's www.ushomeauction.com. You may also call 1-800-311-1164 or just Google home auction.
Auction conducted by Real Estate Disposition Corporation.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
She's not a girl who misses much. Oh, yeah. She's well acquainted with the touch of the velvet hand, like a lizard on a window pane. The man in the crowd with the multicolored mirrors on his hobnail boots. With his eyes while his hands are busy working overtime. A soap impression of his wife, which he ate and donated to the National Trust.
Gun, 6:43, 43 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Isolated thunderstorms, high today, 101. We send us out to Scott Turner, to Mike Turner and Scott Henderson. Happiness is a warm legal brief.
Happiness is a warm gun.
Get them off the streets. All right, we're talking about the shooting. You know we're going to have to talk about this at the Capitol. And thank God the governor's okay. And Evan Dreyer and those folks are all okay because they're good people. Let's go to John in Longmont. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hey, man.
I think there's a couple of things going on. And in your question earlier about did this stuff happen in the 70s, Don't you remember that McDonald's slaying that happened in California someplace? I think
it was San Diego
or something.
Yeah, it was outside of San Diego. But
right.
Back in those days, it seemed like you would have that, but you wouldn't have it at the frequency that you've got it now.
Right. It would be a real shock back then. But if I remember correctly, there was also, wasn't there some Vietnam vets that came back kind of shell-shocked and had some problems like that, too?
I don't know if the people that were involved in that or the guy that was involved in that, I don't know if that was a Vietnam syndrome thing or not. And then, of course, you also had the whole going postal deal, which came up in the 80s into the 90s.
Right.
But it seems like we've got this kind of stuff going on.
Right.
Like every 3 or 4 weeks now.
Well, I think there's an explanation. Well, yeah, I don't know about that frequency, but there's a couple of things that have probably lent to this. One is, back in the 70s, we didn't have the population in the United States that we have now. And it's a pretty obvious thing that for every given percentage of your population, you're going to have so many people who are suffering from some kind of mental illness. You double the size of the population, you're going to have twice as many people who are suffering from mental illness. And like you said, there's been so much funding cut, and there's been so much throwing them out into the public and mainstreaming and all of that, that a lot of people are walking around who are mentally ill and really need treatment, and they're not getting it. And I think that that is lending to it. On top of that, you've got guns are just, they're still readily available to anyone. You can still go to a gun show and not have to go through background checks and get guns. So,
Is banning those, though, is that the answer?
I don't believe in banning, because banning is, I mean, prohibition showed that banning anything doesn't work. It just, what it does is it just creates an underground economy for hoodlums and organized crime, and, you know, it just won't work.
Okay, so would you use the term controlling?
Controlling, yes. I think, you know, licensing, registering, making guns difficult for people who display any kind of mental illness would definitely help. And that's what they do in Europe. I know they have, if you want to own a gun in Europe, you have to be part of a gun club or something like that. The gun has to stay there and those types of things. I don't know that we want to get to that extent, but certainly there ought to be something done with handguns specifically about making them more difficult for people who are unbalanced to get.
This is a classic. You know what this is, John? This is a classic argument of security versus freedom.
It is. It is.
And then again, and that's hard to reconcile at times.
Right. But then again, you have to say, you know, if you're a law-abiding citizen and you have to wait 2 weeks to get a gun and you have to register it and take maybe gun safety classes or even, heaven forbid, a mental illness test to say that you are of the type of mental capacity to own a gun responsibly, then is that such a bad thing?
I don't think it's a bad thing. I think a lot of people would rail against that. And you know why they'd rail against it? I'll tell you exactly why they'd rail against it, because they would look at it as being an invasion of their privacy.
Right. But you have to take a test to drive a car, and you have to prove that you have to actually go through driver's ed or whatever to drive a car as well. And is owning a gun any more of a right than driving, being able to drive?
Well, yeah, you'd make the argument that owning a gun is guaranteed by the Second Amendment, although there will be those who will call and say that's not true, and we've been debating that since we've been little kids. But
right.
You could make that argument where having an automobile is not considered to be covered at all in the Bill of Rights. What about this idea? What about the idea of going into high schools when kids are freshmen, sophomores, and teaching them about guns and gun safety and how to use guns?
Well, I certainly think that any kind of education about firearms would be good. And it's something, but then you're going to get, well, who's going to pay for it? And something that's really necessary.
Here's how you're going to pay for it. People aren't going to like this, but here's how you're going to pay for it. You're going to put a tax on gun sales.
Right.
And here's the thing. You're investing in the youth of the country by going into the schools and teaching them, and you're investing in education. What about that idea?
Exactly. You know, and what a parallel to that is smoking, okay? You can't tell people they can't smoke, but we are limiting where they can smoke. And there's also increased taxation on smoking on cigarettes, which makes it more expensive for people to smoke. And it's actually done something to reduce the number of people who smoke. So
yeah, and we are talking to kids too about smoking. John,
exactly.
Thanks, man. Great call.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll see you.
Have a good morning.
Yeah, you too, man. All right, 303-713-7600-650. It's 50 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. J. Marvin, your tax and spend liberal with traffic. And here's Gina.
Thanks, Jay. For the most part, uneventful for our commute. Just seeing heavier traffic now if you're trying to get into the downtown area. Those southbound lanes, of course, of I-25 from I-70 to Spear. Eastbound 270 is busy as well between I-76 and York, as are your westbound lanes of I-76 approaching I-25. Weather outlook today, you can expect a hot, dry day. We'll get some more isolated showers by this afternoon. Looking for a high of 81. Tonight, partly cloudy, breezy, with a low of 64. And currently, it's fair and 66. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Get out of your car and into a Mercedes-Benz at Canyon Casino. The Cruise Through Summer Series continues with this Mercedes-Benz giveaway.
Tonight, your vote counts. The final 20 performers face elimination as the semifinals begin on America's Got Talent. Then, the critics are calling the new summer hit awesome, and America agrees. The Singing Bee.
Yes!
A hilarious competition that's not about how well you can sing.
You're an all-star. Get your game on.
It's about knowing the words.
All that liver, Cisco.
Joey Fatone hosts The Singing Bee after America's Got Talent, 8, 7 Central, NBC tonight.
I'm a jockey, and when I'm racing, I can't let my allergy medicine put me in a fog. So I only ride Claritin Clear. Claritin works hard to relieve my worst allergy symptoms. Sneezing, runny nose, for a full 24 hours. It works so well, only Claritin has proven to make me alert and focused. Not drowsy, like some other medicines can. When I get allergy relief and stay razor sharp, I'm ahead from start to finish. Stay alert, stay focused, live Claritin Clear.
User-directed, only brand clinically tested.
New this week at the video station in Boulder, check out Premonition, Factory Girl, and The Hills Have Eyes 2. Celebrating 25 years as Colorado's largest video library, choose from over 55,000 titles. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
And the largest selection of clean, late model, previously owned cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. The list of stuff they've got is enormous because they've got over 650 vehicles. And they understand that buying a car is a serious commitment. That's why you get people like the Alshire brothers, Tom and Marv, and Spanky Herrera, and Colby, Juan, and Adolf, and Freddie Labrato, and Gerard Menard, and a lot of folks working out there who understand this and are willing to go the extra mile to make sure that that you're well taken care of. I mean, that's what they're about. Check out their inventory online at RockiesAutos.com. You can pre-qualify for a car loan, which will help you save time. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982. So you're going to make this kind of investment? Then go to people who you know you can trust. Rockies Autos. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. And speaking of money, ask them about their matching down incentive. Rockies Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
You don't want to spend this hot summer cooking inside. Get out on your patio, cool off with some great deals from Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center in Boulder. Right now, the more you buy, the more you save. And July is set sale month, which means you'll save more money when you buy a table and at least four chairs. And unlike the other guys out there, Freehoff still has a huge selection of beautiful patio furniture in stock. Freehoff's always has same-day delivery all across the state. They're spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's, at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder.
Hi, this is Cy Pennington, and if you're in the market to buy a home, here's a valuable tip.
Realtor.com. Explore neighborhoods, view photos, find a realtor, and do it all online at the site with more properties than anywhere else. Start your search today at Realtor.com.
Experience the thrill of BCS Big 12 Division I college football as your team, the CU Buffs, battle past national champions Florida State, Oklahoma, and Nebraska in Buffalo Territory at Folsom Field. Purchase your tickets today by calling 303-49-BUFFS or online at CUBuffs.com.
Making progress before you get to work with Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
A man came into the governor's office, made some threatening type statements. State Patrol escorted him out. In the midst of escorting him out, a confrontation ensued. The man was shot in the midst of this confrontation.
Yeah. That's Sonny Jackson from the DPD. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Isolated thunderstorms. High today 101. We're talking about the thrilling, titillating story of guns. And the shooting yesterday at the Capitol, and the reason I being a little bit sarcastic about this is because, man, we've been debating this since we've been kids. Most of us have. And where are we? I mean, I think the best thing to do is go into the schools and teach kids about guns. I really do. About both the pros and cons to it, because knowledge is power. Here's Paul in Kittredge. Paul, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good, man. How about yourself?
Oh, hanging in there. It's going to be a hot one today.
Oh, boy, is it ever.
Yeah, I'm out here all day long. Anyhow, I got a brother who's manic depressant, bipolar, and schizophrenic. And I'm going to tell you right now that the system in Denver is pretty darn near a failure, in my opinion anyway. He's been diagnosed since 93, and they get him so drugged up, he becomes somewhat zombie-like, and I don't know if you've talked to anybody who's been in that situation that's manic depressant, like I just described to you.
Yeah, me.
They get into a position where they're like, you know what? I don't need this anymore. I don't need the medication.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah, well, when he was here, he lives down in Arizona now, but when he kept taking himself off his medications and having breakdowns and this and that, and they'd simply put him in the hospital for a couple weeks and release him again. And that's why I'm saying it's a failure. And that happened, I would say, no less than 10 times between 93 and now. Well, down in Arizona, he lives down in Benson, right near Tombstone. And he's down on the system there. And he had a breakdown and actually admitted himself to the hospital. And they said, because they took him off all kinds of medication. He was basically, his body's going through withdrawals. And I love my brother to death, but he was so hard to even talk to or even want to be around because his new quirks he had everything else. But this last breakdown, this is why I'm saying that Denver's a failure in this category, is because his last breakdown, they said, you know what, if you do this again, you're going to be institutionalized. My brother's eyes just went ding, 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 because he's realizing now that he cannot take himself off his meds. He has to stay on them or he's going to go sit, it can be like one flew over the cuckoo's nest. And now he realizes that he's got to be on these things, and I think it's going to help him out even better being down there in a small town as opposed to where Denver is. They're probably understaffed, underpaid, and too many people to handle. And I think that's probably what happened with this guy here. I mean, who's the emperor besides George Bush? But
well, it's it's very rough mental health-wise in most communities. It's very rough to get help. It's very rough to get understanding. It's very rough to get treatment. It is. It's very terrible. And you would think that most people would step back and they would say, well, wait a minute, people's mental health is the key to their behavior, so it's got to be the key to a lot of the problems that we have in this society. But you know the sad thing, man? The sad thing, Paul, is I guess that's too enlightened of a viewpoint, because most people would not. Most of the people I've run across and talked to over the years, they'll tell you they understand that, but they really don't, because there's never any real push in this country for it.
No, there really isn't. Until you sit in the shoes of, look, I mean, he breaks my mom's heart every time he does it.
Well, it's it's very tough on him. It's tough on the family.
Oh, yeah.
It's tough all the way around.
Yeah.
Paul, thank you, man. Great call.
Hey, you bet, Jay. You have a good day.
All right. Courageous guy to call up and talk about his family. Why does politics basically bore people? Cynicism about democracy. We'll talk about it with David Sirota coming up.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
attention, please. This is a public auction notice. 200 lender foreclosed and repossessed homes across Colorado must be sold at an unprecedented two-day public auction event. Again, over 200 houses, condos, and multi-unit foreclosed properties have been ordered sold by major financial institutions. Attractive and simple financing is available. These are lender repossessions and must be sold. Visit ushomeauction.com for complete details or call 1-800-311-1160 for your free catalog. All homes are located throughout Colorado and will be auctioned on August 4th and 5th. Buy homes at auction prices. Full details at ushomeauction.com. That's www.ushomeauction.com. You may also call 1-800-311-1164 or just Google home auction.
Auction conducted by Real Estate Disposition Corporation.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Broadcasting in HD and online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. Is the Food and Drug Administration falling down on the job?
Our food inspection today in the United States dismal at best.
Live to CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnetto. Barry, what seems to be the problem?
Frank, a congressional panel will be told less than 1% of imported food is inspected. The chairman, Michigan Democrat Bart Stupak, wants to limit ports of entry. San Francisco, he says, has a good reputation.
So what are the seafood packers doing now? They're shipping it to places like Las Vegas, which has a part-time inspector.
He says Congress appropriated millions to beef up safety.
That money was diverted from food safety and went into retention bonuses.
For FDA workers, the agency says the bonuses are needed to keep good people from jumping to higher-paying industry jobs. Live in Washington, Barry Bagnetto, CBS News.
By this time tomorrow, senators may have said it all about the war in Iraq. Frustrated by Republican efforts to prevent a vote on setting a withdrawal deadline, Democratic leader Harry Reid will keep the Senate in session all day and all night.
This week, we'll make Republicans answer for their refusal to allow an up or down vote on the most important issue facing our country today.
Colorado Republican Wayne Allard agrees the issue is important. He disagrees on what to do.
We owe it to our troops who are placing their lives on the line not to pull the plug on them while they remain in harm's way.
A new intelligence report makes for grim reading. Live to CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
Frank, it's the declassified version of the latest national intelligence estimate coming out 2 hours from now, but a copy already obtained by CBS News warns Al-Qaeda will attempt to stage another attack on the U.S. Council of Foreign Relations President Richard Haass tells the CBS News Early Show the Iraq war only adds to the threat.
Iraq has proven to be a training ground. Al-Qaeda and groups like that are now much more capable in aspects of urban warfare. Ultimately, we will see it here and other places.
This report warns of an evolving and persistent threat from Al-Qaeda, Lebanese Hezbollah, and other groups. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Press Baron Rupert Murdoch has a tentative deal to buy Dow Jones, the Wall Street Journal's parent company, for $5 billion. Dow Jones union leader Steve Yount says having Murdoch in charge could change the way the journal goes about its business.
The Bancroft family has kept hands off the news product at Dow Jones. They have put professionals in charge, and they have allowed those people to do their jobs. I don't think there's any doubt that Rupert Murdoch is not going to have a hands-off approach to the thrust of that publication.
The execution of a convicted killer, Troy Davis, scheduled for today, has been put on hold for as much as 3 months. Sherry Lipscomb is with the Georgia Board of Pardons and Paroles.
This is a man's life. We need to make sure that we're making the right decision.
Defense lawyers say key witnesses who testified that Davis killed a Savannah policeman have recanted or changed their testimony. Wholesale prices for food and energy fell in June. A fresh government report says that pushed wholesale prices overall to a 0.2% decline. S&P futures are up a fraction. This is CBS News.
Will you love me when I turn six?
Of course I will love you when you're six.
Will you love me when I'm 10?
Of course I will love you when you're 10.
They'll always be your baby, which is why we've introduced the sedan rated the safest full-size car in America, the all-new 2008 Ford Taurus.
When I'm 15?
And while you can't engineer a mother's love, you can engineer safety. Taurus offers six standard airbags and features patented space architecture, which directs crash energy away from you. Plus, Taurus received five-star crash test safety ratings for front and side impacts and is an IIHS top safety pick.
Will you love me when I'm as old as you?
I will love you forever.
The all-new Ford Taurus. Ford. Bold moves. Visit your Ford dealer or go to FordVehicles.com.
Based on an HTSA 5-star frontal inside crash test rating and IIHS top safety pick with optional electronic stability control. Class is standard 5-passenger large cars.
Consolidate high-interest credit card bills into one new low monthly payment. Call the mortgage store, 303-423-7171.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Things are getting back to normal at the state capitol this morning after yesterday's incident in which an apparently deranged man was shot dead outside the governor's office after refusing to drop a gun.
Walked into the reception area and said, "I am the emperor, and I am here to take over state government."
The dead gunman apparently rented a tuxedo from a formal wear shop in North Glen. A woman working there called police after a man with a pistol and knife in his pocket was fitted for a tux.
I asked, what is the occasion? What are you needing the tuxedo for? And he kind of hesitated for a second. He looked down and then, with a smile on his face, he said, "Today's the day the emperor's reign."
The state capitol's reopening today, but with heightened security, all workers and visitors have to enter through the north entrance, pass through metal detectors before getting inside. The governor says officials will talk about what to do next about security, but he and lawmakers stress they want that building to remain accessible.
There's certainly going to be discussions going forward about how we achieve that right balance between security and keeping it open.
Now, metal detectors were used during the months immediately after the 9/11 attacks, but were taken out after lawmakers objected. They felt the security was making it too hard for people to come and see their government in action. And Andrew Speaker says he's preparing for surgery today to remove the diseased portion of his right lung. Speaker's the Atlanta attorney with tuberculosis who sparked an international health scare in May. He says the expectation is the operation will rid him of TB. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Southbound 25 experiencing some problems now in the downtown area. We have a stall near 20th that is the culprit. Crash activity south of Denver. This is also on southbound I-25 right near your Larkspur exit. And then our Aurora Drive starting to drag a bit now, both directions extending from Parker. Southbound lanes also bogging down off of I-70. Still have pretty good speeds to the DTC along I-25. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today. It's going to be hot and dry with a high of 100. Currently partly cloudy and 67. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Find your perfect rental home fast on Rentals.com. With more than 45,000 rentals.
Tonight, your vote counts. The final 20 performers face elimination as the semifinals begin on America's Got Talent. Then, the critics are calling the new summer hit awesome, and America agrees. The Singing Bee.
Yes!
A hilarious competition that's not about how well you can sing.
You're an all-star. Get your game on.
It's about knowing the words.
All that livers to school.
Joey Fatone hosts The Singing Bee after America's Got Talent, 8, 7 Central, NBC tonight.
Duration. A paint that lasts a lifetime? Now that's true love.
That's true love.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
7:07, 7 minutes after 7 o'clock here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Good morning. Isolated thunderstorms at a high today of 101. All right, we're going to talk to about something that I was talking about yesterday a little bit, and we're going to get somebody on who knows the ins and outs of all of this. David Sirota is our special guest, and as you know, or may not have known, he has moved here to the Denver area. Almost 2 months ago, he wrote that the Democrats needed a Mr. Smith, someone, anyone in the Senate, to shut the institution down in order to force Congress to respect the will of the American people and start ending the war in Iraq. Now Democrats don't even need Mr. Smith-style bravery. They need only to force the Republicans to filibuster the effort to end the war. Why has nothing been done? And also, why do most people just not care about politics? Why do most people not care? And David wrote one of the most compelling books called Hostile Takeover. The book became a New York Times bestseller. He's now working on his second book, which is due out in the spring of 2008. And he's currently a senior editor at In These Times magazine, a regular contributor to The Nation magazine, and co-chair of the Progressive States Network. Let's say good morning to David Sirota. Dave, good morning.
Hey, how
How you doing, Jay?
I'm doing all right, man. It's good to have you on the show, and thanks for taking time out from your writing schedule to come on here and talk about this.
My pleasure, as always.
All right. Now, we had breakfast last Sunday, and we were talking a little bit about this. Why do you think it is that most people, why do you believe that most people they're just bored by politics?
Yeah, well, I think, I mean, part of it is that politics has become boring. I mean, you've got candidates now and politicians who are...
Okay, David, hang on. I got to interrupt you. I'm going to put you on hold. I'll come back.
Okay.
Okay, hang on. Let's go to the line and talk to Governor Bill Ritter, who is on the line. Governor, hi. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Oh, man. The question is not how am I. The question is how are you?
I'm okay. It was a serious event yesterday, but it wound up, you know, being resolved with, you know, this fellow wound up being shot. And that's a sad and tragic deal, but our staff is okay, and that's a good thing.
Boy, a lot of us were scared for a few minutes yesterday that we thought something might have happened to you.
Yeah, I understand the initial news reports only said that it was a shooting, and obviously that I think that frightened a lot of people, and we set about trying to call people as quickly as we could and let them know we were okay.
Well, it's just great to hear your voice this morning, and it's good to know that you are okay. Let's talk a little bit here just for a couple of seconds, because I know you're busy today, about gun control, about guns, about mental health. You're a former DA. You've dealt with this stuff for years and years and years. What's your take on this whole thing of guns?
Well, I think today would prefer not to go there, Jay, for a host of reasons, because then it becomes only about that. I don't know a lot about this right now. I've had a long history of talking about gun laws and what I think are reasonable and responsible gun laws, but I just prefer not to do that today. I don't want to make it only about that or, you know, only about mental health either, although, you know, both those things likely are a part of it. What is important, I think, for us today is just to get back to work and to have this discussion, begin this discussion about security in that building. My staff is paramount in my mind, and that's not just the people that were in that little office yesterday where we were and where I was, and the shooting happened just outside of it, but the whole first floor of my building, I just got to take care of those folks, and that's kind of where our focus will be for today.
Did you hear a lot of the ruckus yesterday? Did you know anything was going on?
I heard the gunshot. I was interviewing someone for a judicial position and remarked that I believe that was gunshots, and it was not very long after that we were interrupted and told, in fact, that they were. And so I shut off my part of the interview and began to assess the situation and what was happening or what had happened, but it was all pretty much over by the time I knew about it.
Making the Capitol accessible. Most of us want to go look at the state capitol. Most of us want to get an idea of where you do business and what goes on. But you also have to make it secure, right? As well as make it so that, you know, everyday people can just have access to it.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think what we talk about is both the tension between security and openness and also the balance that you have to strike, because it is, I think, important for my purposes that the people in that building are safe and secure. And, you know, I have this excellent security detail. I mean, really, they're fabulous. But there's a lot of people between the doorway and me, and they deserve safety as well. And that includes even visitors to the Capitol, tourists who are traveling through, school kids. And so we'll have that discussion and try and decide going forward what's the appropriate balance to strike.
But you still do want people to come and have a look at their state government.
Absolutely. And, I mean, Mike Litwin writes a column today that says it sounds a little, you know, hokey to say it's the people's business, but in fact it is. And he acknowledges that. That's the place where, you know, people in state government, or people who are citizens, should feel very comfortable coming to visit state government and to really make it their building, because it's they who are impacted by the business transacted there.
All right, Governor. Thank you so much for being part of the show, and we're just thankful you're okay.
Well, you're kind. Thank you. I appreciate it, Jake.
Thank you, Governor.
Bye.
All right, there's Governor Bill Ritter, and thank God he's okay. Great guy. Really, really like him a lot, and a model of what I think governing is all about. 7:13, 13 minutes after 7. Let's go back to David Sirota. Okay, would you agree with that statement about the governor? I really like him a lot.
Oh, he's definitely a good guy. He's been doing a lot of great things here, and obviously, I think when I heard that story, I was pretty nervous for his safety and everybody in the building.
Yeah, and that was kind of him to call in. Thank you to Evan Dreyer too, who's also a great guy. All right, let's get back to what we were talking about. See, now, as much as I gripe about the Democratic Party, as much as I find, like you just said, about some of these folks being very unattractive and basically in it for themselves, all right, there's a guy right there, the governor. I find him to be an exciting model of what reasonable governing can be about.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is what's different, a little bit different out here than in a lot of parts of the country, is that the West has more straight-shooting politicians, more regular folk, if you will. That's not to say that it's always that way, but certainly there's a better prevalence of it out here. I mean, I think the other reason why people have tuned out of politics, I think, has to do with the idea that they not necessarily inaccurately feel that neither party really represents them. I'm not picking on any one politician here, but the perception that the system itself is broken, that the system is so dominated by money, that the system is so dominated by lobbyists, that ordinary people don't have any say in their government, and I think then they have the misperception that the government doesn't really have any impact on their lives, when, of course, it has huge impacts on everybody's daily life.
The two parties do not represent me. I hear that over and over again. I hear that on a constant basis, that there are people out there who feel like they have no place to go.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's a big problem, and I think that it has to do with a lot of things. It has to do with the fact that I mean, here's the thing. I mean, a national political party is never going to be 100% in sync with everybody. I mean, it's just not going. It's just too big a country. The issue is that at the core level, at what do these parties, in a broad sense, represent? I think that's where it starts to become troubling. I think people have trouble, for instance, seeing a big difference on economic issues between the National Republican Party and the National Democratic Party of late. I think that's changing. I really do think that's changing, but I think that, you know, when you look at whether it's, you know, NAFTA trade policy, when you look at you know, cleaning up government, when you look at the influence of money, the influence of Wall Street, you know, both parties are very, very similar, and so people feel left out. Now, again, I think that's changing because I think there are straight-shooting politicians out there who are trying to change that. The question is whether they're going to be successful. Remember, I mean, you know, we've got candidates running for president right now, you know, Obama, Clinton, Edwards, you know, all of them, and all of them have good positions on some issues. But remember, all of them have taken huge amounts of money from Wall Street. You know, so I think people see that and wonder whether anything's really going to change.
The bright spot about, say, for instance, Obama, is there's an article this morning in the New York Times about how he raised all that money, and what he's doing is he's cultivating small donors. Now, doesn't that say that if everybody, that if we could get everybody interested, regardless of where they are politically, I don't care where you stand, okay, but get us, the small folks, interested in this, that we could push big money out?
Yeah, I mean, there's two models. You can either raise money from a small group of people who give you a whole lot of money, or you can raise money from a large group of people, each who give you a small amount of money. The latter method is very difficult. It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of ingenuity. It takes a really inspiring candidate. But I think that is the ideal way to do it. And I think that Obama really should be applauded for it. I mean, he's been, you know, some people, I've seen some pundits say, oh, you know, it's so bad that Barack Obama's campaigning against, you know, he's talking about, you know, against being against poverty, and yet he's holding campaign events and he's asking, you know, people, middle class, you know, working class people to give him $5 or $10 to his campaign. I say more power to him. I mean, you know, if we want a democracy that works for us, we all have to chip in.
But getting people to do that is really, 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 really hard.
It is. It's really hard, and it's mainly hard because people don't believe in the process. They don't believe in the system. So I think, look, I've got some qualms with Barack Obama on certain of his policy positions, but I have to say this: I'm impressed with the fact that he's been able to inspire people with some hope. You know, I mean, we're so far behind in terms of our political engagement that. If somebody can even instill a little spark of hope in people, even if this is my criticism of Obama, I'm not really sure what people are hoping for because he hasn't been very specific on lots of things. But the fact that he's been able to inspire people, give them a little bit of hope, I think is a huge, huge thing because really the major problem we face, as I think Mayor Hickenlooper basically said last night in his inaugural speech, the major problem we face is that people don't feel hopeful. They don't necessarily feel like they should or can be engaged.
Yeah, that certainly really talks about how I feel as of late. All right, David, hang on a second. We'll come back.
Okay.
And I want to continue to discuss this with you. David Sirota on the line with us. And, man, he's one of the smartest guys I know. He's the author of the book Hostile Takeover. If you haven't read it, you ought to read it. He's got a new book coming out in 2008. We can't wait for that. It's 7:19, 19 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Once again, thank you to Governor Bill Ritter and Evan Dreyer, his press spokesman. We thank the governor for calling this morning, and thank God things are okay there. All right, we'll get traffic with Gina, and we'll be back with David Sirota, even though David and I aren't going anywhere. But we're going to maybe have a conversation off the air that may not be airable.
What do you see when you look up at your rain gutters? Do you see an eyesore or do you see a worry-free zone? Do you see gutters that enhance or devalue your home? If your rain gutters aren't adding value or beauty, then you should call LeafGuard. LeafGuard rain gutters can help to beautify, increase value, and give you peace of mind, knowing that you'll never have to clean damaging clogs again. Call LeafGuard today to set up a free estimate, 303-289-1409. That's 303-289-1409, and tell them Ken Moon sent you.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchette from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchette?
I can't agree more, Ed. As a physician, I know that preventing illness is the most valuable thing I can do. Everyone over 50 should have a colonoscopy. However, 60% of us don't. As a result, colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death. Virtual colonoscopy is quick, requires no sedation, and allows immediate return to normal activities. In addition, virtual colonoscopy can detect some cancers outside of the colon, as well as other problems such as abdominal aneurysms, kidney stones, and gallstones. And the cost can be less than half the cost of conventional colonoscopy. If you've not had a colonoscopy, call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi, I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Patman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cotman. At Cotman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
New this week at the video station in Boulder, check out Premonition, Factory Girl, and The Hills Have Eyes 2. Celebrating 25 years as Colorado's largest video library, choose from over 55,000 titles. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
And they always make things right, and that's what Rockies is all about. Yeah, they're in it to make money. That's true. There's no doubt about that, but they're also in it for the long haul, and they know that if they treat you right, you're going to tell five people, and those five people are going to tell five other people because they're going to go out to Rockies, and they're going to get treated right. Rockies has the largest selection of clean, late model, previously owned cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. Over 650 to choose from, and their matching down incentive helps you save money. They're just great folks. Check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com, or get out there and see them Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. You come a little bit after 9, they'll stay, and they'll take care of you, and you'll be absolutely fine. That's Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal.
Someday, you'll always be alert. Of course, that might take more caffeine than is healthy.
Instead, why not set up account alerts from Wells Fargo today? They're alerts sent to your email or mobile device, and they're free with your Wells Fargo checking account. You can choose things like low balance alerts or when a payment is due, so you can be fully informed without being always alert. Seize yours someday. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo, the next stage. Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC.
I heard about a place with the best deals on all the hottest shoes. I have to check it out, but I don't remember where it's at.
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
Hi, this is Ty Pennington, and if you're in the market to buy a home, here's a valuable tip. Realtor.com. Explore neighborhoods, view photos, find a realtor, and do it all online at the site with more properties than anywhere else. Start your search today at Realtor.com.
While you're at your computer, there's AM760, Progressive Talk on AM760.net.
Log on and listen live.
Every guest, every show, every day.
Courtesy of the National Ballet Academy of Denver.
AM760, Progressive Talk is online at AM760.net.
Okay, this is John Turk's idea to play this. Hey, 24 minutes after 7 here on AM760, Progressive Talk. Isolated Thunderstorms. High today, 101. David Sirota on the line with me, and his book is Hostile Takeover, and we're talking about politics and the Democratic Party. And I, you know, I've been in that tunnel of feeling like no input, that the party didn't represent, that doesn't represent the way I feel a lot of the time. Then I figured out last night in thinking about it that that argument has more to do, I think, with the way I've been treated by people inside the Democratic Party as opposed to the actual party itself. And you do have good people there like Governor Bill Ritter and Mark Udall and Ed Perlmutter, to name three right there. But a lot of people, David, do feel like they have no input.
Right, and that's the big problem. I mean, but of course it's also the big trick. I mean, one of the ways that the powers that be make sure that they get their way is to, in all sorts of subtle ways, sow the idea in the public's mind that they don't have power. I mean, here's the thing, folks. I mean, yeah, lots of money goes into the political process, and that goes to buy ads, which are designed to influence you to either not vote or vote a certain way. But ultimately, at the end of the day, the power still does lie with ordinary people. So what I'm trying to say here is that the hopelessness really is the enabler of the problems. And so, you know, how do we get out of that? I mean, there's all sorts of different ways to get out of that. I mean, I tell people this. I tell people one of the ways that you can feel engaged and feel like you can have input is to try to be engaged and provide input at a very, very local level. I mean, yeah, it you know, a lot of us feel, you know, distant from the presidential race. Because the presidential race is, you know, a huge multi-million dollar, probably billion dollar, situation at the national level. But I have to tell you this, you go in and you talk to your city council person, you go in and you talk to your county people, you talk to your really local people. I mean, even get involved on your, you know, if you live in an HOA, you know, you get involved in your HOA board. I mean, all of this stuff is politics. All of it is. And so you can have a very big impact if you start sort of at the lower levels.
Yeah. That's true, but a lot of people just don't, for some reason, you can't get them, you can't get them to see it that way. And I think one of the things is, here's one of the things, and I know you must hear this too, okay? All of the stuff that's going on, particularly with the current administration, it seems like, well, nobody gets held responsible, so what good is that going to do? Then you get this fallback line. I get this all the time. Well, it doesn't make any difference because they're all the same.
Right. I mean, then that's you know, in some ways, that's a valid criticism. In other ways, it's completely, you know, not valid. And here's just one example. I mean, I think it's fair to say that, you know, somebody looks at some of these basic kitchen table economic issues, wages, jobs, international trade, job outsourcing, all that stuff. They could say, hey, you know, I don't know what the difference between, you know, Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, and, you know, the Republicans are. You know, not an unfair criticism. Now, I could also say to you, you know, I think that if a Democrat, any Democrat, even Hillary Clinton, who had voted for the war, was president at the time that George Bush was president, we probably would not have even gone to war. There probably wouldn't have been a war initiated. So that already is a huge, huge difference. And we got thousands of Americans who have been killed in that war, tens of thousands, probably hundreds of thousands of people through families who have been affected by that war, through people who have been injured or killed in that war. So, I mean, there you have a situation that's just just an unfathomably large difference.
Okay, so that operates on the theory that you're not going to get 100% of what you want. But what you're going to get is you're going to get 75 to 80, and 75 to 80 is better than nothing. Right?
Yeah, and I would also say this: if you have a friend or somebody who's an ally or somebody who's a 75 or 80%, or if you will, in office, you have a better ability to pressure to move that person in office closer to your side on all the other issues that they may not be on your side. I mean, here's the deal. It's like, you know, we have an ability right now, you know, Democrats have an ability to dialogue with Bill Ritter. They've got an ability to dialogue with people like Mark Udall to try to move them, you know, to Democratic positions, which, by the way, they almost mostly all have. But we have an ability to communicate with them. If you've got a Republican in office, most Republicans, certainly not all, but most Republicans, you know, Bill Owens, you know, I mean,
Wayne Allard,
there's no dialogue there. There's nothing. You can't get those people to move anywhere near you. So not only are they going to be bad on most, if not all, the issues in terms of your perspective, but you have no even ability to really communicate with them because the door is shut.
What about third parties? I get that all the time, too. But I maintain that they don't work.
Yeah, I mean, the problem is that the system is structured to make third-party endeavors really Don Quixote experiments most of the time. Again, not all the time, but most of the time. The system is structurally rigged against it. Now, I am definitely for looking into ways that you can strengthen the ability of third parties to play a role that is constructive and doesn't necessarily create the Nader effect. I mean, that's really the problem, is that a third party right now asks voters to make an either-or choice, oftentimes throwing away their vote. And you know, so if you're a liberal and you didn't think Al Gore was liberal enough for you in 2000, you may have voted for Nader, and the problem is you got Bush. In some states, they have a situation called fusion voting, which used to be legal in every state in the country until the powers that be said this is helping people have too much power. Basically, they still have it in New York State. What happens is that you can they have a third party that can basically cross endorse another party's candidate. So when a good Democrat in New York State runs for office, they also run on the Democratic line and they run on the Working Families Party line. And what that does is that when you vote for that candidate on that certain party's line, you are sending a message to that candidate: I want you to be good on the economic issues that this specific party has identified itself with. It's a very powerful tool and doesn't force the either-or choice. Unfortunately, we don't have that here in Colorado. And again, it was literally outlawed by the railroad companies, who saw that it was being used to bring together farmers, ranchers, and urban working class people together to fight, you know, for ordinary people, and the railroad companies lobbied to get it eliminated.
Big frustration on the part of a lot of people, the Democrats and Iraq. Now, this morning, the Democrats, it's in the news, it's all over the news. The Democrats are going to push for an all-night debate on Iraq. Republicans dismiss it as political theater, which they always use that term. But this isn't something else I always hear, okay? The guy who's sitting at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue is totally and completely out of control, and there's no way, no matter what we do, there's no way we can't stop him.
Right. That is just a lie. That's just not true, and any politician who says that is not telling the truth, because here's the deal. they don't want us to remember that the United States Constitution vests the power of the purse in the United States Congress, and that there's nothing George Bush can do about that. And what that means is that George Bush needs Congress to take an affirmative action every few months to fund the war. So it's not that George Bush can just continue the war. He has to go to Congress to get the money to fund the war. So at the end of the day, the Democrats who control Congress control the ability to stop this war. If they wanted to, and they don't want to, if they wanted to, they could use that power of the purse to stop the war. They could say to the generals, listen, guys, we're going to fund this for the next 3 months. Here's your money for the next 3 months, and you should know that come the end of those 3 months, there's no more money. That's it. It's over. So you have to start planning. You should use this money to start planning to end the war. That seems to me to be a realistic, normal, common sense way of ending the war, which the Democrats have the power to do.
All right. Stop there. Let me just put you on the phones on. Let me do some traffic. Let me come back. I want you to explain to me why you think it is that the Democrats really don't want to end this. So hang on a second. We'll come back with David Sirota, 7:34, 34 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Here's Gina with a look at traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Well, it's definitely tough right now across the metro area. We're into the peak of the commute, and we have heavy traffic, especially on our southbound routes. So stacked up 120th to 84th I-25. Southbound 225 is heavy through the DTC. We had a crash near Larkspur south of the metro area, southbound 25, and we were still dealing with downtown delays on southbound lanes of the interstate. That was due to a stall right near 20th. Weather outlook today, it's going to be hot and dry with some isolated showers by this afternoon. High of 100, currently partly cloudy and 67. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Pick up peak of the season Driscoll strawberries for just a dollar right now at your neighborhood King Supers.
You don't want to spend this hot summer cooking inside. Get out on your patio, cool off with some great deals from Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center in Boulder. Right now, the more you buy, the more you save. And July is set sale month, which means you'll save more money when you buy a table and at least four chairs. And unlike the other guys out there, Freehoff still has a huge selection of beautiful patio furniture in stock. Freehoff's always has same-day delivery all across the state. They're spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's, at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder.
Cheaper UsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. Thinking about a summer road trip but not sure if the family wagon can make it? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, check out over 800 vehicles. Up close and personal. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all right here in Denver. Many under $10,000. Including low mileage program vehicles, all with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are, they have what you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Hey, how you doing?
My vet says I'm special.
Homeward Bound Animal Hospital says I'm a VIP. Whatever that is.
My vet comes to my house. Those clinic places are scary.
Hey, Homeward Bound isn't scary. It looks just like my Aunt Fifi's house and has lots of treats just like Grandma's. Grandma says Dr. Jones did wonders for her rotten teeth and arthritis.
Hey, Dr. Jones is my vet too. Whoa.
Hey, let me ask you something. How come your name is Fluffy?
Whoa, don't get me started on that.
Homeward Bound Animal Hospital, 75th in Indiana in Arvada. Call 303-981-HOME or online at homewardboundvet.com.
Tonight,
your vote counts.
The final 20 performers face elimination as the semifinals begin on America's Got Talent. Then, the critics are calling the new summer hit awesome, and America agrees. The Singing Bee.
Yes!
A hilarious competition that's not about how well you can sing.
You're an all-star. Get your game on.
It's about knowing the words.
All that liver Cisco.
Joey Fatone hosts The Singing Bee after America's Got Talent, 8, 7 Central, NBC tonight.
3-289-1409, and tell him Ken Moon sent you.
When you have a family, it's always a good time to buy.
It's a great move-up market.
The interest rates are low.
Didn't make sense for us to spend the same amount of money renting something when we could own it.
Working with a realtor took all the guesswork out.
This is the best market in years in terms of choice.
Interest rates are at historic lows. Home choices have increased and prices are favorable. Every market's different. Call a realtor today.
If we didn't buy now, we would have missed the opportunity on this home.
Only realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Aquacity presents the amazing international sale.
I need the big suitcase.
Save $150 on a six-night vacation to the Caribbean.
In goes my parrot.
Europe.
Lederhosen.
Mexico.
The fancy sombrero.
Asia.
My kimono.
And Australia.
And a didgeridoo.
Save $150 now. Just book with your MasterCard card.
Don't let the world pass you by, you silly muffins. Book now.
Restrictions apply. Visit Travelocity.com now for details. Travelocity. You'll never roam alone.
You're listening to The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And AM760.net.
After the hour here, I am 760 Progressive Talk. Hot today. High today, 101. I'm going to call my trainer, Keith, and tell him I can't make it. It's too hot. I can't leave the house. All right. Jay Marvin here, and we're talking to David Sirota, author of Hostile Takeover. And I want to ask you about your comment about the Democrats and Iraq, and we're discussing about politics and why it's not alluring to most people. I don't know if you saw this story this morning in the paper. A soldier who got parents okay to enlist at 17 killed in Iraq. A teen who got his parents' permission to join the army at 17 has been killed in a blast of an improvised explosive device in Iraq. This poor kid, Christopher D. Cube, or Cube, K-U-B-E, private first class, he was 18 years old.
Yeah.
All right, why don't the Democrats want to stop this?
Well, I don't think that they don't want to stop it. I think they're not willing to do what's necessary to stop it. I guess what I would say is I don't think they want to stop it enough to take the risks to stop it, the political risks. And, you know, that goes back to the issue of, I think that the Democrats are still, although they're getting out of this, but they're still caught in that mindset that the national media and the pundits have imparted and continue to beat the drum over, that the only way to be pro-national security and strong, quote-unquote, is to be for war. And I think that the Democratic Party, a lot of the strategists in Washington, are afraid for Democrats to be seen as, you know, gasp, oh my God, you know, against the war, as if that's going to make them look weak, even though, of course, the vast majority of Americans are against the war. The vast majority of Americans think that this war is actually hurting national security. So I think they're caught in that mindset, and that they don't, and thus they're not willing to use Congress's real power, the power of the purse, to end this war. And, you know, I think they're trying to, what they're doing is they're doing this glorified dance where they pretend like they're trying to end the war, and they basically don't do anything to actually end the war. It's a pretty pathetic game right now.
How much heat would come down on them if they did cut funding?
Well, look, I think if they cut funding tomorrow, I think that they would probably, you know, catch a lot of heat. I think if they went to the generals and to the administration and said, we're going to fund this war through this date, a date in the future that provides enough time for the military to formulate plans to get out of Iraq in an orderly, safe fashion, you know, I don't think they would catch heat. In fact, I think they would be seen as doing what they promised the country they were going to do. I mean, here's the thing with politics, right? The thing with politics is beyond any issue. People want to know that the people in office that they vote for are straight shooters and are going to do what they promised to do. The 2006 election, one of the major overarching themes that the Democrats promised to use the power that they were given in the majority to end the war. If they don't do that, the public will see them as flip-floppers. The biggest flip-flop in recent American history. If they go out and campaign on ending the war and then enable the war, I mean, that's just not going to fly.
What do you say about the 28 or 29% who still believe, who still are hanging in with this, with the war?
Well, I mean, I think that has, I mean, first of all, I mean, at least some of those folks are are White House staffers. So,
you're saying they're filling out, they're answering the surveys.
Yeah, right. No, I'm saying that the only people who I think really think the war is going well and doing well are a couple people in the White House, and probably not even all of them. But seriously, I think that some of it also has to do with the fact of not wanting to admit that the war is not going well, and to admit that this whole invasion was a fiasco. It's sort of, you know, I think a lot of it is pride. It is in some ways a kind of patriotism. You don't want to admit that your country has been led astray and is now in a situation that's bad for it. And so I think there's a little bit of denialism going on there.
7:43 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. David Sirota with us, author of Hostile Takeover. What do you make of Ken Salazar? Because there is, you and I talked about him on Sunday, and he's caught a lot of criticism lately. What do you make of him? What do you make of him? What do you make of people like Joe Lieberman?
Well, I mean, well, first of all, they're two different people. On Salazar, what he's doing with this bill that purports to sort of start ending the war. He's got this bill that's got some Democrats and some Republicans on it. Of course, it has no teeth. It has no real, force of law to end the war. And so what it really is this, you know, it's the worst of both worlds. It's this vehicle to allow Republicans who could be pressured into voting to end the war, who could be politically pressured to helping pass a bill to end the war. Instead, they've got this bill that doesn't do anything, that's got a Democrat's name on it, Ken Salazar's name on it, and they're all running to it so that they can be on it and say, hey, look, I don't need to vote really to end the war because I'm voting for Ken Salazar's bill that does basically nothing. So what he's really done is he has a bill here that enables the continuation of the war by providing political cover to the Republicans who would be necessary to help end the war in a vote to really end the war. It's really bad, and I don't understand why he's playing this role other than to say that maybe he's afraid of his own shadow. Maybe he's caught in this game where he wants to look like he's against the war but doesn't actually want to take any sort of political risk at all to actually vote to end the war in a real way. It's pretty sad. I mean, he's different than Lieberman. I mean, Lieberman has gone completely over the edge. He is now advocating out there pretty publicly for bombing Iran. He's basically, I think 2 days ago, he said George Bush is going to be remembered as one of the best presidents in history because of the Iraq war. I mean, this guy has completely lost it. I don't think Ken Salazar is anywhere near there. I do think, though, if there is one similarity between Salazar and Lieberman, it's that I always get the sense that Salazar seems to take a little bit of enjoyment in undermining his own party every now and again, sort of like Lieberman did. I mean, there's a difference between being principled and independent, and there's a difference between going out of your way to undermine your party to sort of brandish these so-called centrist credentials, which, of course, doing what he's doing on Iraq is not centrist, right? I mean, 70% of the public wants us out of Iraq. A centrist position is not offering up a bill that doesn't help get us out of Iraq.
No, that's not a centrist position. But then a lot of people will look at the Democratic Party and say, well, there's an example. There's an example right there. There's an example right there.
Of not doing what they're going to say. They say.
Well, yeah, and also that if you go to party functions, if you go to, if you go stuff associated, I mean, he's there.
Right.
I mean, it's like all for one and one for all, when in reality, you kind of, and I like him as a human being, but you kind of wish somebody would, like, tell him off.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's obviously way better than the alternative than Pete Kors or another Republican. I mean, the problem is that when you use a Senate seat to provide cover to the other side. And I'm not just talking about, I'm not talking as a partisan here. I mean, forget about, that he's helping Republicans, certain Republican lawmakers in the face of their reelection. I'm talking about, if you want to end the war, you need a certain number of Republicans in the Senate to vote for a real bill to end the war to pass it. That's just a fact. So when you offer up a vehicle to provide Republicans political cover not to vote to end the war, you are effectively enabling the continuation of the war.
You're letting them off the hook.
you're letting them off the hook, right? And you're doing it so also, you know, you, Ken Salazar, can say, oh, I'm against the war, I proposed my bill, and look at me, and when in fact that bill, we all know, does not end the war. In fact, I think it was the Washington Post said the phraseology was something along the lines of it deliberately does not have any, you know, binding authority in the bill to end the war. So it's more rhetoric, and that's what we don't need.
Do you ever feel like walking away?
Oh yeah, definitely. I worked on Capitol Hill for 5 years. I was disgusted by the time I left. I stay in it because I think that that here's the thing: the Democratic Party is a vehicle to an end. It is not the end unto itself. It is a means to an end. And so, you know, as much as I can get down on certain Democratic politicians and be disappointed in the party as a whole, I know that it is. An imperfect but the best vehicle out there to actually change things.
So you would say to people, you would say to them, despite what goes on, hang in there?
No, what I would say is, if you don't like what's going on, then change it. Then get involved. Then, you know, all of this stuff trickles down to the most local, most accessible levels. Believe me, the problem with the Democratic Party and both political parties does not start on top. The folks on top are a product of all this, all the good stuff and all the bad stuff. You know, I mean, the party's pretty good on some issues. It's not so good on other issues. So what I would say is, if you don't like what's going on, I guarantee you there's a place where what you don't like that's going on at the national level is actually going on at the state and local level. And go start making your voice heard at those levels where you can really apply serious pressure. As I always say to people, if you put 20 people, 30 people in a room with your city council person, with your state legislator, and you tell them you want them to do X, Y, and Z, I'm not necessarily saying they're going to do X, Y, and Z, but they're certainly listening. And they're certainly listening a hell of a lot more than the folks as you go up the political food chain. Even if the folks up the political food chain are good, they're just at a higher level. They represent more people. But you can really have an impact when you go local.
All right, David, appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for spending a little less than an hour with us.
My pleasure, Jay. Don't get too down. I'm serious.
I'm not. I'm just I'm just frustrated.
Yeah, look, I hear you. I'm frustrated too. But I'm telling you, I really just don't. You know, I know that urge to disengage. But I'm telling you. I mean, there's a lot of historical examples where you know, with the old cliche, it's always darkest before the dawn. You know, I'm sure that before the civil rights movement, before the women's rights movement, before the, you know, all sorts of movements, people were saying, oh, I'm so frustrated. I don't know what to do. And you know what? Some people got up and kicked the problem in the teeth.
Yeah, and that's what we need to do. What we need to do is, if we don't like what's going on, we need to change it.
That's right. That's right.
That's exactly right. David, thank you, man.
Hey, thanks again.
You are the best. All right, we'll talk to you. There's David Sirota, and we thank him for being on the program and talking about his vast experience, because he has vast experience in dealing with this. And maybe the reason that people are not into this, and a lot of you go like, oh, yeah, you're going to do that, because maybe it is the candidates, and maybe it is the process, and maybe it just isn't very exciting, and maybe a lot of these folks are not very appealing, and so maybe what we need to do is dig down and push the boulder up the hill and fix it. 7:51, 51 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Here's Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Still seeing that stalled vehicle causing some backups south on I-25, right near 20th. It's off on the right-hand shoulder, but it's definitely causing some delays back to I-76 all the way to Spear if you're headed toward downtown. Eastbound 270, we had a two-car wreck on the left shoulder near Vasquez. That is causing some heavier traffic now on actually both sides of 270 to watch out for. And just keep in mind, we still have pretty heavy conditions along 225 both directions crossing Aurora. Weather outlook today, you can expect a hot, dry day with a high of 100 degrees. Isolated showers by this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, a little breezy, low of 64. And tomorrow, another warm day at 98. Right now, it's fair in 67. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Learn how you can further your career with a degree from Westwood College. Attend one of their free open houses at their Denver...
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cottman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
New this week at the video station in Boulder, check out Premonition, Factory Girl, and The Hills Have Eyes 2. Celebrating 25 years as Colorado's largest video library, choose from over 55,000 titles. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Tonight,
your vote counts.
The final 20 performers face elimination as the semifinals begin on America's Got Talent. Then, the critics are calling the new summer hit awesome, and America agrees. The Singing Bee.
Yes!
A hilarious competition that's not about how well you can sing.
You're an all-star. Get your game on.
It's about knowing the words.
All that liver, Cisco.
Joey Fatone hosts The Singing Bee after America's Got Talent, 8, 7 Central, NBC tonight.
Heard about a place with the best deals on all the hottest shoes. I have to check it out, but I don't remember where it's at.
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
Misconceptions, it's just not true. Icon LASIK Center has been performing safe and affordable procedures since 1999. Let Icon's experienced surgeons answer any questions you have about LASIK. Find out why Icon can do LASIK for as little as $499 per eye, and why other centers just can't do it. Don't fall for gimmicks like vacation giveaways or dollar off sales. Find out the truth for yourself. Call today. Set up a consultation. 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001. Now with an office open in Loveland, or visit Icon online at icondenver.com. That's I like the letter, C-O-N.com.
This is Lisa Shump, owner of Ralph Shump Honda BMW Mini. Our 18th annual sale benefiting the Children's Hospital Burn Unit begins Monday, July 16th and continues through Saturday, July 21st. For every car we sell, we give $50 to the Children's Hospital Burn Unit. We don't have many sales. When we do, it's a for real sale. The prices are incredible. All the great reasons you think of Ralph Shump Honda BMW Mini still apply. No hidden charges, only the optional equipment you want. Nice, friendly salespeople, and fair financing. Plus, the greatest service anywhere. We have a huge selection of new Hondas, BMWs, Minis, and pre-owned vehicles. So whether you live in Capitol Hill, Highlands Ranch, Highlands, Wash Park, Park Hill, Parker, Franktown, you get it. We're easy to get to, South Broadway at Littleton Boulevard or at Shomp.com. Remember, July 16th through 21st, the Ralph Shomp sale benefiting the Children's Hospital Burn Unit. See you there. Thanks.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now you've got J. Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Oh, yeah. Whalen. Good for you, John. Go.
Slipping and a slide.
Let this whole thing play all the way up to the news.
Left and a right ain't a crime, you know.
7:57, 57 minutes after the hour, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I gotta tell the story.
High today, 101.
Before it's time to go.
Way more.
But are you ready for the conflict? Are you
Alice in Wonderland. Well, apparently, they aren't in Inglewood. We got another freedom of speech issue in the news.
They both were selling high.
And we're going to talk to the people involved and get your opinions about it coming up. Stick around.
Special agent, have you reached the safe?
Copy that. I'm at the safe now.
Can you crack the code?
They've left a clue. It says where auto insurance is as easy as quote by print. That's no secret. It's Esurance. E-S-U-R-A-N-C-E. Opening safe now. E is for easy online convenience. S is for save with great discounts. U is for unbelievably fast quotes. R is for reliable. Esurance is there for you 24/7 every day of the year. A is for affordable rates. N is for nice, friendly service. C is for compare with Esurance prices to other companies. And E is for excellent financial strength.
Good work. Sounds like you cracked the code, Special Agent.
Well, everyone knows that E-S-U-R-A-N-C-E spells fast, easy auto insurance.
Quote by print instantly at Esurance. Get your quote from Esurance.com today.
Homes are located throughout Colorado and will be auctioned on August 4th and 5th. Buy homes at auction prices. Full details at ushomeauction.com. That's www.ushomeauction.com. You may also call 1-800-311-1164 or just Google Home Auction.
Auction conducted by Real Estate Disposition Corporation.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. Congress turns up the heat on the Food and Drug Administration. Live to CBS's Barry Bagnato in Washington. Barry, why is the FDA under the gun?
Growing food safety concerns, Frank. At a House hearing now underway, investigators reveal only 1% of imported food is inspected. Testing for contaminants, Michigan Democrat Bart Stupak.
FDA field personnel were highly critical of private laboratory testing, which they described as shoddy or even scary.
Calls for dramatic change are bipartisan. Kentucky Republican Ed Whitfield.
The surge in volume, variety, and complexity of imports, as well as threats of terrorism, are good reasons to overhaul FDA system.
Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
Overseas, Iraqi officials are reporting the massacre of 29 Shiite men and women in the village north of Baghdad. In Kirkuk, grieving families are burying some of the 85 people killed in a suicide bombing yesterday. The Senate will hold a marathon Iraq war debate through the day and through the night. Richard Durbin and other Democrats hope to pressure Republicans into allowing an up or down vote to set a troop withdrawal timetable.
This is our chance, a chance to speak up for the people we represent across this country. We know what they feel. They feel it's time for our troops to come home.
Republicans call the all-night debate political theater. A new national intelligence estimate comes with a grim warning. CBS's Peter Mayer has that.
The report outlines how Al-Qaeda is consolidating power to mount a new attack on the U.S. It says the terror group is likely to continue to emphasize high-profile targets and mass casualties. Council on Foreign Relations President Richard Haass says terrorism is like a disease.
It's out there. You can't eradicate it. You have to learn to live with it. You have to find ways of becoming more resilient.
Haass says the Iraq war has created a new terror training ground. Peter Mayer, CBS News, the White House.
Dozens of car dealers from around the country are in Washington to try their hand at lobbying Congress. Lawrence, Kansas car dealer Darrell Wiley says it's an effort to slow the momentum for higher fuel mileage standards.
Congress, I think, is overreacting and just trying to mandate fuel economy standards that would reduce consumer choice.
Wiley says his customers still want gas-thirsty SUVs and trucks. Media mogul Rupert Murdoch's tentative deal to buy the Wall Street Journal is raising concerns in the Journal newsroom, but Washington Post media columnist Howard Kurtz doubts Murdoch would try to turn the Journal inside out.
Murdoch is a smart businessman. He understands that if he starts mucking around too heavily, too obviously, in the newsroom coverage at a place like the Journal, that he would tarnish the very asset for which he is now about to pay $5 billion.
The government is out with fresh figures on the economy. Industrial production up 0.5%. Wholesale prices down 0.2%. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are flirting with 14,000. The Dow's up 25 points now at 13,976. NASDAQ up 11. This is CBS News.
Do you
have a big presentation coming up? Need great-looking documents done right and on time? The Office Depot Design Print and Ship Depot will take care of it. Only at Office Depot will you find Xerox certified print specialists to make sure your job is done right, guaranteed. Stop by an Office Depot store or visit us online 24/7 to request professionally prepared documents. Xerox certified print specialists, only at Office Depot, where we guarantee your documents are done right.
When you send your child to college, you don't think your savings will fund the all-pepperoni diet. But however your kid defines brain food, you know those pizzas will pay off in the end. And if you need help with financial aid, turn to campusdoor.com. We demystify the process and offer loans for what's left. So worry less about tuition and more about the occasional veggie pizza instead. To apply for a loan, visit campusdoor.com. Campus Door. You have the will. We have the way.
Campus Door is an equal opportunity lender. All loans are subject to credit approval.
Contact Real Estate Disposition Corporation at ushomeauction.com.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. The state capitol will be open to the public again this morning with a lot more security.
This is a safe building, and there's a lot of security inside this building, and it's there to prevent, you know, incidents that happen.
Governor Bill Ritter speaking just hours after an apparently deranged man dressed in a tux and packing heat rushed into the governor's reception area, declared he was the emperor, and that he was there to take over the state.
A man came into the governor's office, made some threatening type statements. State Patrol escorted him out. In the midst of escorting him out, a confrontation ensued. The man was shot in the midst of this confrontation.
A state trooper shot and killed 32-year-old Aaron Snyder. They're still looking for a motive. Police find nothing after using a Black Hawk helicopter to scour the Wyoming backcountry for that former sniper-trained soldier who's suspected of shooting and killing his estranged wife in Cheyenne. 40-year-old Robin Muniz shot in the head early Saturday while singing in a band at a local nightclub. And former GOP Congressman Bob Schaefer starting his race for the U.S. Senate seat being vacated by Wayne Allard with just $700,000, far less than the $2.5 million war chest already amassed by his Democratic opponent Mark Udall. Many experts expect this could wind up being the costliest Senate race in Colorado history. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. We've just had a major crash affecting southbound I-25 right near Dry Creek. We've got emergency crews on scene there and a major stop-and-go traffic now into the DTC. So be prepared for this southbound I-25 as you approach Arapahoe. Again, that crash near Dry Creek. Southbound I-25, of course, still dragging through downtown as well as through Thornton North Glen. We have heavier conditions now on eastbound lanes of C-470 as well across Littleton and Highlands Ranch. Security wait time at DI. 5 minutes. Weather outlook today. It's going to be a hot, dry day. We'll get those isolated showers in the afternoon. High of 100 today. Currently partly cloudy and 71. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Pick up peak of the season Driscoll strawberries for just a dollar right now at your neighborhood King Supers.
Tonight, your vote counts. The final 20 performers face elimination as the semifinals begin on America's Got Talent. Then, the critics are calling the new summer hit awesome, and America agrees. The Singing Bee.
Yes!
A hilarious competition that's not about how well you can sing.
You're an all-star. Get your game on.
It's about knowing the words.
All that liver Cisco.
Joey Fatone hosts The Singing Bee after America's Got Talent, 8, 7 Central, NBC tonight.
Duration. A paint that lasts a lifetime? Now that's true love.
That's true.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 807, 7 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Isolated thunderstorms. High today, 101. ACLU attorneys file suit in defense of an Inglewood shop owner's murals. This is the Alice in Wonderland story. We talked about this once before. The city of Inglewood, I guess, does not, whoever's behind this, does not understand about people's First Amendment rights, nor, I guess, do they respect property rights either. Mike Mahaney, I believe is the guy's name, is the Inglewood shop owner whose mural depicting an Alice in Wonderland scene has prompted controversy and citations for allegedly violating the city's sign code. Let's talk to Tom McDonald. He is representing Mahaney as an ACLU cooperating attorney. And, Mr. McDonald, thanks for joining us this morning.
Oh, you bet, Jay. Thanks for having me.
All right, what don't these people in Inglewood understand about the First Amendment and the fact that you are guaranteed the right of free speech with the exception of crying fire in a crowded theater. What don't they get here?
Well, let me say that first, you know, cities, the U.S. Supreme Court has said cities can regulate signs because signs are both mixed speech and, you know, a physical object. That being said, Inglewood has not complied with the requirements for a sign code that meets the requirements of the First Amendment in several ways. One, they have a permit process for wall murals, and they have no time in which the city has to act on a permit request. And two, they have no standards governing when, you know, which murals will be approved. It's a fundamental principle that the Supreme Court has announced over and over again. You can't have a prior restraint on speech unless you have assurance. You have a procedure in which the government is required to act quickly. Otherwise, you know, they can just indefinitely suppress free speech by not acting on your permit request. And two, there have to be objective standards so they can't. The concern is that if there are subjective standards, the government official can impermissibly discriminate against unpopular speech, which is what we think is happening in this case.
Why do they find this thing so objectionable? I've been by it hundreds of thousands of times. I don't see anything objectionable about it.
Well, that's a question better addressed to the Inglewood City Council. There is one council member who was very supportive of the shop, and at some meetings back in April that I didn't attend, but I know that I've looked at the transcripts, and she urged the city to abate its enforcement, and frankly, there was acknowledgement by the city council that their sign code is vague, which is another problem under the First Amendment. Her motion to abate enforcement didn't carry. She didn't get a second. So, you know, the council members that didn't second it, her motion, and didn't speak up, I can only speculate as to their interests.
Well, what do you think their interests are?
Well, one of the things, they clearly took this action after they received phone calls from constituents complaining that the two murals promoted illegal drug use.
Oh, please.
I know.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
I agree.
But having a picture of Jimi Hendrix and Janis Joplin and a hookah-smoking caterpillar, I mean, that promotes drug use? I mean, there's not a sign out there on the side of his business that says, get high, smoke dope.
No, there isn't.
I mean, it's a work of art.
Absolutely agree. And although they have taken the position, somewhat surprisingly, since the definition of work of art, their sign code says that works of art do not require a permit. At the city council meeting, they said these murals are not works of art because works of art are limited to things like statues. Not paintings.
Oh, really? On whose definition of a work of
art? Well, this is interesting. Their own definition of works of art says any type of visual artistic expression, including paintings, whether portable or affixed, such as in a wall mural. So, I mean, they ignored their own definition of works of art in concluding that wall murals are not a work of art.
So had your client painted a picture from Monet on the side of the building, do you think this would have happened?
I don't think it would have happened, no. There's no way it could have happened. The definition of works of art also refers to, it says that the work of art must not in any way reference or refer to a product. With the pictures of the painting of Hendrix and Morrison, they have no argument that there's any reference or even indirectly to a product in the store. The picture from Alice in Wonderland, I mean, the store does sell hookah pipes, so there, I suppose there's an indirect reference, although we don't think that is the proper interpretation of that provision of the code.
Yeah, that would be so minute as to be really unrealistic, I think.
Right.
Have you talked to the city about this?
We've tried.
And what do they say?
The city attorneys have not returned our calls yet.
They haven't returned your calls?
No.
Okay, so here we got a guy who is operating a business in Englewood. I assume he lives in Englewood.
I actually don't know the answer.
But he's operating a business there, and they don't feel that it's in their best interest to return your call.
Well, I don't know why they didn't. They did start a criminal proceeding, and they named the manager of the store, who has nothing to do with the sign and with the murals, and who, under their own code, you know, the enforcement has to take place against the owner, not the manager. And we called the prosecuting attorney, and he has declined to speak with us. We've also called the Englewood City attorney, and at least as of this morning, had not received a return call.
Boy, I'm telling you, unbelievable. Really. I mean, if constituents there don't like the mural, don't look at it.
Couldn't agree more. It's typical to see people want to suppress speech they disagree with, unfortunately.
Yeah, I don't, that's the other thing, too, about suppressing speech you don't agree with. Don't they understand that the same standard that they're setting could boomerang and come back on them?
Apparently they don't. I can't say that this is necessarily unusual. We've had other, unpopular signs where you get citizen outrage about them,
Well, we just got through the whole Homeowners Association Wheat Ridge Beth Hammer story.
Right.
And now this one is back in the news again for the second time. That this guy's being pushed around by these people.
Right.
And it's tragic. I mean, it's tragic that they just don't get it. And I could see the example of a sign being mixed speech. I could understand that. Because no one wants to put a sign up promoting a product or whatever the case is in some unzoned area or some area. I mean, I can understand all of that.
Well, one of the where the first sign code cases dealt with billboards along the highways.
Right, exactly.
One of the justifications is that they're a distraction and a traffic menace. There is some justification for that, and that's why the courts have allowed some regulation of signs.
But this is not a traffic menace, and on top of that, this is not a billboard.
Well, and the other thing, Mike Mahaney painted these murals because he had been had numerous incidents of graffiti. Had been tagged by graffiti artists, there are studies done in Philadelphia and other cities that have shown that if you paint murals, the graffiti artists respect that and they won't tag somebody else's work of art. And since these murals have gone up, there have been no incidents of graffiti at the store.
All right, so where are you headed here? You're headed to court?
Well, we have filed a suit for declaratory and injunctive relief in the district court in Arapahoe County, asking the court to declare that the sign code as applied to these murals is unconstitutional, and to enjoin the city from enforcing the sign code against Headed West.
And how far will you go with this?
And we'll take it as far as we need to.
Unbelievable.
I have no idea at this point how much the city will resist. I mean, in their own city council meeting, they acknowledged that there were problems with their sign code. So we hope they'll be reasonable.
Hmm. Well, if they had been reasonable, we wouldn't be having this conversation to begin with.
Right.
And that's one of the problems. Mr. McDonald, thank you. I appreciate you being on the show. I hope you'll keep us informed as to what goes on, and know that you and your client both have a friend here.
Well, thank you very much, Jay.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
All right.
All right. There's Tom McDonald. He is the attorney for Mike Mahaney, who has got the Alice of Wonderland murals. on the side of his store. This is the same thing as about the Hammer situation. So here we go again. Here we go again. Now, who are these people who call in to the city of Inglewood and complain? Would you call and complain about the mural on the side of somebody's building because it's got Alice in Wonderland and Jimi Hendrix and Janis Joplin and Jim Morrison? Would it be too over the top to say that the people in the Inglewood City Council are like Ayatollahs? Oh yeah, here we go. I wonder if those people ever listened to Jimi Hendrix too. Oh yeah, back when they were 16, right? 15, and now of course they're adults. Adults don't listen to Jimi Hendrix. 303-713-7600. I don't know. Maybe you don't have any feelings about this. I certainly do. But if you do, and you realize that maybe you may not like something, you may not think it's a work of art, you may not care for the statement that's being made, but the same thing that would suppress that would also suppress your right of free speech. And maybe you're like me, you're just basically against any degree of censorship. 303-713-7600. I'd love to talk to you about this. By the way, suppose your kids saw this and remarked on it. What would you say to them? Ooh, don't look at that. He's talking about drugs. 820, 20 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Phones are open, 303-713.
Have you or someone you know received a DUI? If you want to talk to someone who can explain your options, call the Orr Law Firm. If you have questions, the Orr Law Firm has the answers. DUIs require critical attention. In some cases, you may only have 7 days to act to protect your rights. Don't wait. Call 303-818-2448 or log on to orlaw.com. That's ORRLAW.com for a free consultation. Proud member of Tom Martino's referral list.
Phew, I think I've lost him. Great, lose the bad guys, hit a fence. Better call insurance. 1-800-ESURANCE.
Go.
Hi, Agent Aaron here. I've gotten into a fender bender eluding my pursuers. Don't worry, I wasn't injured.
Well, Special Agent, look on the bright side. At least you got insurance.
True, with insurance, I can report a claim anytime, 24/7, 365 days a year.
And don't forget, at insurance, there's always someone there to help.
With insurance's fast, friendly claims representatives, I'll be back on the road in no time.
That's right, Special Agent. Affordable rates, fast, friendly service, round-the-clock claims handling. That's insurance.
And that's why I always say, if you're on the go, you've got to have insurance.
Save on 24/7 claim service at insurance. Get your auto insurance quote at insurance.com today.
Tonight, your vote counts. The final 20 performers face elimination as the semifinals begin on America's Got Talent. Then, the critics are calling the new summer hit awesome, and America agrees. The Singing Bee.
Yes!
A hilarious competition that's not about how well you can sing.
You're an all-star. Get your game on.
It's about knowing the words.
All that liver, Cisco.
Joey Fatone hosts The Singing Bee after America's Got Talent, 8, 7 Central, NBC tonight.
And that the whole concept of free speech, whether it's in Wheat Ridge or whether it's here in Inglewood, is in Inglewood, the Head West store, what is it about this that we just rush off and it's like, oh, man. I mean, we're criticizing Iranians for this, but boy, there's a lot of, and a lot of other societies for this, but boy, there's a lot of this going on here in this country, isn't there? Hey, Rocky's Auto's got the largest selection of clean late model previously owned cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs, one of the largest in Colorado. Rocky's also help you work on your pocketbook, too, by giving a matching down incentive, which also helps out. And they've got over 650 vehicles on the lot. You can check them out online at RockysAutos.com on the internets, or you can get down there in person and see them. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982. They're in this for the long haul. And they know that making money is important, but they also know, too, that the way you get treated is important because you'll go tell five of your friends, and we'll tell five of your friends, and we'll tell five of your friends. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. So get out there and see the Al Shearers. Get out there and see Kobe. Go ahead, get out there and see any of my friends out of Rockies, Spanky Herrera. They'll definitely take care of you. Rockies Autos, they're the folks to go to. Mary and I have gone to them time and time again, and we send all of our friends to them, too. Rockies Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
When you have a family, it's always a good time to buy.
It's a great move-up market.
The interest rates are low.
It didn't make sense for us to spend the same amount of money renting something where we could own it.
Working with a realtor took all the guesswork out.
This is the best market in years in terms of choice.
Interest rates are at historic lows. Home choices have increased and prices are favorable. Every market's different. Call a realtor today.
If we didn't buy now, we would have missed the opportunity on this home.
Only realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Travelocity presents the amazing international sale.
I need the big suitcase.
Save $150 on a six-night vacation to the Caribbean.
In goes my parrot.
Europe.
Lederhosen.
Mexico.
The fancy sombrero.
Asia.
My kimono.
And Australia.
And a didgeridoo.
Save $150 now. Just book with your MasterCard card.
Don't let the world pass you by, you silly muffins. Book now.
Restrictions apply. Visit Travelocity.com now for details. Travelocity. You'll never roam alone.
This morning at 10, it's Tom Hartman.
Coming up Tuesday on the Tom Hartman program, the Competitive Enterprise Institute is suggesting the federal regulations cost consumers $1 trillion last year, 10% of U.S. GDP. I'll be debating the significance of this with conservative Wayne Cruz from CEI. Jim Dean is here from DemocracyForAmerica.com about a new national grassroots network. Plus, as always, the best of the rest of the news. That and your calls right here on the Tom Hartman program.
After Jay, it's Tom Hartman on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Okay, apparently Janis Joplin's visage is objectionable to Inglewood. AM 760, Progressive Talk, 825, 25 minutes after 8. We're talking about the Head West store in Inglewood and the Alice in Wonderland murals that are on the side there. And the fact the city is after the owner of the store, and the ACLU has filed a suit in defense of the Inglewood shop owner's murals. And once again, we're back in this whole Beth Hammer situation where you've got people involved in this whole thing who apparently do not understand people's First Amendment rights and are interested in suppressing somebody else's right to free expression. And over what? Why is this concept so hard to get across to people? Why is it so hard for people to learn? You know, we had the Beth Hammer thing going on. I was asking this question. Why is it so hard for people to understand this or to get it? Why? What is it about us that there's Ayatollah in all of us? I include you. I include myself in this, too. Let's go to Meg in Colorado Springs. Meg, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
I don't understand why the Inglewood City Council is trying to put itself in the position of being the Ministry of Rights and Virtue, to use a study term, and I really don't understand what the cultural literacy is that they didn't even know that Alice in Wonderland had a hookah-smoking caterpillar in it. I mean, did these people not read as children?
I don't know. I don't understand. I don't know where they're coming from. I don't understand what they're doing, and I would really like to know, and we'll never find this out, but I'd really like to know who called and complained about the murals. On what grounds?
I do know from the Denver Post article a few weeks back on this that one of the complaints was they did not believe any of the pictures that were depicted on the Alice in Wonderland stuff was actually in the book, and when it was pointed out to somebody, they looked at them, you know, like they'd never read it.
Well, even if it wasn't in the book, What would be the motivation? What would be your motivation to spend precious time to call the city of Inglewood and complain?
I have never understood people that find that necessary. You know, it's kind of one of those things. I have things that irritate me, too. But the other thing is, if you're going to go with Janice and Jimmy, I mean, both these people died of drug overdoses, or at least purported drug overdoses. This is an anti-drug statement. You know, are these people just missing that?
I guess.
I
guess what's going on there is, I guess that those folks in Inglewood who are yelling and screaming about this, I guess they don't have anything else more important to worry about. That's what it must be. Or they misunderstand and they don't get the idea that we have a First Amendment in this country.
Something of the sort.
And you know what's beginning to happen here? What's beginning to happen here is we're beginning to view other people who we don't like what they say, we're beginning to view them as being our enemies rather than people we just disagree with.
That's getting back to the black and white lizard brain piece of all of us that's down in there. We all have that tired little primitive brain that takes over when we're feeling threatened. And let's face it, the world right now is a pretty upsetting place if you're paying attention at all.
God, we need to get the Idi Amin out of us. All right, Meg, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Thank you, Jay.
All right, one line open at 303-713-7600. 303-713-censorship. God, wouldn't you be embarrassed? All right, I know there are good people living in Inglewood. I'm not saying that there aren't good people living in Inglewood, but wouldn't you be embarrassed to be in Inglewood and have this going on? Aren't you embarrassed out there if you live in Inglewood? Aren't you embarrassed by any of this? By these folks? Man, I'd be embarrassed. And you know what? As a taxpayer, I'd be mad. I'd be mad that the city is going to risk litigation on this, which is going to spend the taxpayers' money. Now, we get hundreds of thousands of calls here all the time. They're wasting the, you know, that's all they do is waste the taxpayer. How many calls do we get about that, about wasting taxpayer money? Okay, do you don't think this is a waste of taxpayer money? You don't think, look, you don't like the mural, don't look at it. You don't like what's in the store? Hey, how about this? Don't buy anything there. Why is that so hard to understand? In other words, you don't like it, ignore it. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no, we have to have the Iranian syndrome here, the Mullah syndrome, the Mullah Omar syndrome. The only things that can be displayed are approved things. That's what they need in Inglewood. They need a ministry of, yeah, like Meg said, a vice and virtue, or how about a ministry of cultural affairs that only approved things can be looked at. All right, I'll take more of your calls coming up here at 303-713-7600. You know, I don't even see this as being a right-left issue once again. I see this as being an issue of something that's basic to all of America. And I would love to hear some conservatives talk about this, if we have any listening. How you feel about this? Are you in favor of this idea? You want the walls to be white? If they're not white, it's not good enough? Get rid of those murals. Okay. Let's go to Gene at 8:32, 32 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Do you live in Inglewood, Gina?
Yeah.
It's probably
not technically Inglewood.
Yeah, have you ever seen these?
I think it's Centennial. But
you ever seen these murals?
I haven't.
Do you think a hookah smoking caterpillar would and pictures of Janis Joplin and Jimi Hendrix would bother you?
No.
Would you take time to call up the city of Inglewood and complain over something like this?
No.
I wouldn't either. Who has the time to do this?
sounds fairly whimsical to me.
Are these like unemployed old people who have nothing better to do? Shuffleboard court is closed today? I don't know. No, seriously.
Probably.
Who would call about something like this?
I hope I don't turn into that kind of person.
How about if this were a mural of Jesus Christ? Do you think anybody would call if it was a mural of Jesus Christ?
Probably.
How about a mural of George W. Bush?
Yes.
How about a mural of John Kerry? Martin Luther King Jr., Medgar Evers, Bill Owens. Think they'd call and complain?
Jay Marvin.
We know they'd call for sure on that. All right, what's traffic look like?
Well, it's a mess. We've got a major wreck southbound I-25 that has traffic backed up all the way to 225. Now, the crash is closer to Dry Creek, but we had two right lanes blocked there, so it's just a complete jam right now through the tech center. Northbound I-25, two-vehicle crash south of Yale has that stacked up as well on the opposite end from 225 all the way to Yale. And then we've just had another crash, this time eastbound 6, three vehicles approaching Federal. You can expect stop-and-go conditions there between Lowell and up to that crash site right near Federal. Weather outlook today, it's going to be hot and dry. Isolated showers in the afternoon with a high of 100. Right now, partly cloudy and 74. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Finish that bachelor's degree you started years ago. Learn how working adults can complete their degrees at DU, evenings or online. Attend
CheaperUsedAutos.com, where you'll always find the best used car prices. Thinking about hitting the road this summer, but you really want to do it in an SUV? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, you'll always find an incredible selection of SUVs, all makes and models, foreign and domestic, each one with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are they have the SUV you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Your debts are piling up. Your bills are due. And the settlement money you won from your lawsuit is spread out over years. You need cash now. Let J.G. Wentworth help you get your settlement money in one lump sum right now. Call J.G. Wentworth at 1-866-433-9566. If you're receiving cash payments from a car accident or personal injury and you need cash now, call J.G. Wentworth for free information at 1-866-433-9566. That's 1-866-433-9566.
New this week at the video station in Boulder, check out Premonition, Factory Girl, and The Hills Have Eyes 2. Celebrating 25 years as Colorado's largest video library, choose from over 55,000 titles. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
I heard about a place that serves amazing homemade pie, just like my mom used to make when I was a kid, but I don't remember the name.
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
Tonight,
your vote counts.
The final 20 performers face elimination as the semifinals begin on America's Got Talent. Then, the critics are calling the new summer hit awesome, and America agrees. The Singing Bee.
Yes!
A hilarious competition that's not about how well you can sing.
You're an all-star. Get your game on.
It's about knowing the words.
All that liver, Cisco.
Joey Fatone hosts The Singing Bee after America's Got Talent, 8, 7 Central, NBC tonight.
Due, simply because heart disease is epidemic. 150,000 Americans die each year from their first symptom of heart disease. CT lung cancer screening can improve lung cancer survival from less than 5% to over 80% simply by finding the disease early enough. If you have a history of smoking, you need a CT lung scan. Ask your doctor if an EBT heart scan or CT lung scan might be important for you. Make a difference in your health. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Blue List is AM760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting local progressive companies like All American Vogue, Wellness Bond Fifth Ave, or Empowerment Coach and Global Sense author Judah Freed. Go to AM760.net and support Progressive Talk, AM760.
You've got the Jay Marvin Show on AM760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar. If I were to say to you,
the Englewood City Council or wire. Yeah, okay. So they don't like Jim Morrison on the side of a building. Oh, my God. It's those dirty hippies. They're at it again.
Jay, I'll just bring up this point real quick. They don't have a problem with, you know, girls in bikinis selling a Budweiser or something like that, but they got a problem with this Caterpillar.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting, isn't it? That's pretty interesting. That they would have trouble with the Caterpillar, but they would not have trouble at all in any way, shape, or form with women in bikinis selling Budweiser or numerous alcohol advertisements. Those are okay, right? But a guy puts an Alice in Wonderland story on the side of his building, that's not all right. Okay. Let's go to David in Centennial. David, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today, Jay?
Hey, man, I'm okay. What about you?
I'm doing pretty good. I was going to say that if people, this individual from Inglewood, has a problem with characters from Alice in Wonderland, they should make sure to steer clear of Greenwood Village. Because the building out there that has statues from Alice in Wonderland story all around it.
Uh-oh.
This is just, it's just east. I can't think of what the building is right off, but just east of where Fiddler's Green is, the building around there has all of them, has, you know, the Red Queen, Alice, and that smoking caterpillar. And, you know, this is a, these are works of art around there.
Yeah, well, the city of Greenwood, they've never said anything, have they? That we know of.
No, I know they have some, like, restrictions on commercial advertising. They don't like signs up, but these, you know, these are statues out there that really dress the place up. So I'm with you. I don't see why anyone would be offended by art on the side of the building, because the other side of that coin is all you have is things advertising for, you know, drink more Budweiser, buy more of our product, that type of thing. And
yeah.
having driven around, I just got back, in fact, from taking a trip driving from here to St. Louis, and going all through the back roads and highways of the U.S., there's nothing that is more wondrous to me than to see what all is out there in our country.
Oh, how about all the anti-abortion Jesus Save signs that are all over the place?
Yeah, some of those small little towns where you really didn't want to get out of your car. It was kind of a creepy Stephen King type thing. You thought, well, hopefully we've got enough gas to get out of here. But other things, there was a lot of, I mean, we saw individuals who had huge displays of sculpture in their front yard, which was, you know, really beautiful.
Yeah.
And to me, that's the spice of life. That's the thing that makes it really worthwhile.
Yeah, I don't understand. I don't get it at all why this goes on a continuing basis. I mean, why we had this, like, last week with Beth Hammer. Now we've got it this week, and this story's been around for a while, but now it's back in the news again. This poor guy in Inglewood. I mean, what is the deal here? What don't those people have anything else to do?
I don't know. We must truly be living in Wonderland, if we're in a world where people are more worried about murals and not concerned about what's going over in Iraq and what's happening with health care in this country.
Yeah. Well, I'd love to hear from some people living in Inglewood. I'd like to hear from them if they're happy about this kind of thing going on, and if they feel good about this, because if I lived in Inglewood, I'd be horrified by this. I'd be insulted and ashamed, and I'd be on the city council's neck over this. Wouldn't you?
Oh, definitely. I think this may very well spark a response from individuals who are thinking, all right, you don't like murals? Here, I'm going to put something up. And next thing you know, there might be a whole rash of different things. And if they think Alice in Wonderland characters are a little bit hard to look at, there's some other individuals out there whose, you know, anger is not going to be so held back.
Well,
they may have a few different things to put on of a side of a building.
Now, once again, though, hey, there was a portrait of Jesus. I don't think they would care. David, thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Yeah, I don't. Would they care if it were George W. Bush or Jesus Christ? This is my buddy Tiger Dave. Jay and John, great job. So we have a small group of vocal busybodies in Inglewood that do not like freedom at all. You know what offends me, men? When I see one of these weird buildings that have a steeple and have greedy freaks that are in these buildings that promote ignorance and teach fools to be followers of other humans and believers in crap, and this literally destroys people's minds and is the cause of at least half the major problems in the world. I have never seen where the good herb destroys anyone's mind, but these filthy religions sure do. Maybe these filthy houses of ignorance and arrogance should be shut down. Thanks, men. Carry on. Tiger Dave. Okay. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Mick in Denver. Mick, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. How you doing?
All right.
Hey, I got to tell you, I've photographed that mural a couple of times, and there's murals all over the city. And generally, you know, that strip of Broadway there, of South Broadway, pretty drab.
It is pretty drab. You're right about that.
You know, something like this, it's a patch of color and light and all that. It's really interesting. You know, you always glance over as you're driving by that building. I've never been to the store or anything like that, but I stopped and photographed it because it's a really nice piece of art. We've got down 13th and Logan, I think there's a bar down there that has a giant Johnny Cash, Man in Black, done exceptionally well. And I've lived around the country a bit. San Francisco, New York, L.A., places like that, they've actually had the art, you know, the Municipal Art League or whatever, that they've gotten kids together and artists and stuff, and they've gone and they've actually done unbelievable murals, everything from Mayan culture to science fiction, you know, things denoting what the city's about and all. And it does help in controlling tagging. You know, graffiti and tagging are kind of two different things. Graffiti has an artistic bent to it.
Yeah, tagging does not. Tagging is just defacing people's property.
That's right. That's right. So, you know, generally, and the people that, you know, that would call in for something like this, I think are, number one, I believe it's a head shop. So they're looking at that as, well, you know, this place is here selling, you know, paraphernalia and whatnot.
Well, if it's not illegal and you don't like it, then don't go in there and don't buy anything.
That's right. That's right. Exactly. So, you know, you're saying don't look at the mural and everything. Don't patronize the store. It's like change the channel. Well, it's the same thing, you know. And I think that generally speaking, I lived in Englewood back in the 80s. Great people down there. It's what I call rough blue collar. A lot of people down there that are bikers. I'm into motorcycles, you know. The people, generally speaking, good neighbors, you know. It's a quiet, you know, once you go over to, like, Lincoln going east, or go over to the west side going more towards, like, I-25 and stuff like that, you know, it's a nice neighborhood. It's blue-collar, working people, you know, trying to make their way. But then you get people that I think, I'm not going to say what age group or anything, but they're just very set in their ways. And
well, I think I know what age group you're talking about.
Well, it ain't mine, and I'm a little older than you. Let me tell you. So I think the city council in Englewood would, you know, be wise to just say, look, this is something that, yeah, you may complain, but this is something we're not going to follow through on or anything, because I think that place would someday maybe even make Englewood like a historic place, so to speak, one of the historic things in Englewood.
Well, okay, here's the deal. Would you rather have that there, or would you rather have graffiti?
No, absolutely. You know, anything like that is way, way better than graffiti. I mean, it shows, you know, somebody's creativity coming out. And, yeah, no, absolutely. And that's the whole thing. You know, you'll never have to go back there to wash that thing off and all. And it won't create that gang problem in this town, maybe, you know, that kind of thing, because people, you know, locals and tourists, you know, they see graffiti and they kind of think, yeah, you know, these guys got gangs.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right, and I wonder if they don't have anything else to worry about there. Mick, thanks, man.
All right, appreciate it.
Bye. All right, we'll see you. Let's go to Gerard in Parker. Gerard, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Hi.
Hey, I think this is great. I love it when knuckleheads want to complain about things that they think are important, like you can't have a hookah pipe on the side of a building in their neighborhood. You know, I think that it's just all about they're afraid. They're afraid that that the people, you know, younger people in their 20s, teenagers are going to do some of the same things that they did when they were teenagers and in their 20s back in 1970.
Yeah, did you ever do that kind of stuff because you saw it on a mural?
No, I did that kind of stuff because that's what I wanted to do. I did that kind of stuff because no one really ever explained to me what it was and how I could get in trouble doing it. So I had to find out for myself.
I don't think most of us as kids ever passed by a mural or a sign.
No,
or whatever, I mean, and went, oh, well, okay, I guess. I mean, we just did it.
Well, we just did, and it's not my job as a parent to tell my kids not to drink and not to smoke dope. My job as a parent is to tell my kids it's probably not a good idea. And here's my experience with it. Here's the truth about your father and his experience with drugs and alcohol. And tell them the truth. I know so many people who pretend that they never, you know, said a cuss word and never had a beer, you know, never overdid it with cocaine to their kids. They pretend like they're somebody they're not.
No, here's my responsibility as a parent. My responsibility as a parent is not to talk to my kids about drugs and sex. My responsibility as a parent or as a grandparent is to get on the phone and call the Inglewood City Council or call the city of Inglewood and complain about some guy's murals on the side of a building.
Right, because
that's my job.
Yeah, I have no idea what democracy and freedom really is. I have no idea. I think that freedom and democracy is about me making a phone call to a friend of a friend who's on the city council saying, I don't like this, do something about it. Or I'll start, you know, I won't be so nice to you at the club. You know, I didn't hear anybody complain when my daughter graduated this year and we went to Coors Amphitheater and we parked in the dirt parking lot and walked right in front of a giant 9-foot-high caterpillar sitting on a mushroom smoking a hookah pipe. We walked right past that statue. Nobody said anything, and we sat down with hundreds of Coors advertisements all over us, and we graduated from high school. No one said a word then.
Well, because that stuff's acceptable, but a work of art, a mural, is not acceptable. Thanks, man. I appreciate the call. It's a good one.
Bye.
All right. Everybody hang on the line. We'll continue with this. We'll continue it over into the next hour. This kind of stuff really drives me crazy. 303-713-7600. It's your First Amendment right. You got to rise to defend it. 850, 50 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Traffic with Gina.
And say, well, traffic's just a mess. Normally, it's clearing out by this time and recovering, but that's not the case this morning. We've got three major crash areas, including southbound I-25, which is jammed from 225 down to Dry Creek. We also have the northbound lanes jammed from 225 up to Yale due to a separate crash that's just south of Yale. Eastbound 6th, stop and go between Lowell and Federal due to a three-vehicle incident there approaching Federal, and we still have very heavy traffic across the metro area on most of our highways, also dealing with the crash on Parker at Arapahoe. Weather outlook today, a hot and dry day with isolated showers this afternoon. We're going to go up to 100 degrees today. Tonight, partly cloudy, breezy in 64, and currently partly cloudy in 74. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Escape the heat of the Winter Park Jazz Festival, July 21st and 22nd. Dave Koz headlines Saturday and Jazz Attack is Sunday.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Yeah, I take a probiotic. and dietary enzymes daily. When I saw the same ingredients in Dynavite, I thought, gee, if they're good enough for me, they ought to be good enough for my dog.
The omega-3 fatty acids, all the digestive enzymes, zinc, vitamin C.
There's flaxseed oil, the seaweed, the kale, the enzymes that has spirulina, which is an amazing super veggie.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
If you have a healthy dog, I think that you should give him Dynavite so that he stays healthy. If he does have some misery, it will enable him to heal himself.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
If your dog is healthy, I recommend you try Dynavite just to maintain your animal's health. The website is dinovite.com. It's an easy website to negotiate. The first time I got on it, I saw all I needed to see and was convinced I needed to place an order.
Dinovite.
dinovite.com.
Tonight,
your vote counts.
The final 20 performers face elimination as the semifinals begin on America's Got Talent. Then, the critics are calling the new summer hit awesome, and America agrees. The Singing Bee.
Yes!
A hilarious competition that's not about how well you can sing.
You're an all-star. Get your game on.
It's about knowing the words.
All that liver, Cisco.
Joey Fatone hosts The Singing Bee after America's Got Talent, 8, 7 Central, NBC tonight.
$19.99 a month through the end of the year. That's right, you'll get 6 months of savings. Blast past DSL with download speeds up to 6 megabits per second. And Comcast makes fast even faster with Power Boost. Bursts of extra download speed just when you need it. Use the power of Pure Broadband and Comcast.net to enhance your summer. Explore travel destinations, hear the latest music, or share your summer fun with video mail. Plus, keep your computer and your family safe with included McAfee security features, including personal firewall and virus protection. Hurry, don't miss this sizzling summer sale. Comcast high-speed internet for just $19.99 a month through the end of the year. Call 1-800-COMCAST by July 20th. Offer available to new customers only. Not available in all areas and restrictions apply. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Call Comcast for details.
Have you been financially unlucky, accumulated thousands of dollars in credit card debt? Congratulations. Today is finally your lucky day. Today's the day you'll cut your monthly payments by up to half, stop the collection calls, and get on the road to being debt-free. Just call Credit Guard of America now. We can get you out of debt quickly and easily.
Credit Guard of America has given me hope.
For free information, call 1-800-500-8856. 1-800-500-8856. 1-800-500-8856.
This is Lisa Schump, owner of Ralph Schump Honda BMW Mini. Our 18th annual sale benefiting the Children's Hospital Burn Unit begins Monday, July 16th, and continues through Saturday, July 21st. For every car we sell, we give $50 to the Children's Hospital Burn Unit. We don't have many sales. When we do, it's a for real sale. The prices are incredible. All the great reasons you think of Ralph Schump Honda BMW Mini still apply. No hidden charges, only the optional equipment you want, nice, friendly salespeople, and fair financing. Plus, the greatest service anywhere. We have a huge selection of new Hondas, BMWs, Minis, and pre-owned vehicles. So whether you live in Capitol Hill, Highlands Ranch, Highlands, Wash Park, Park Hill, Parker, Franktown, you get it. We're easy to get to. South Broadway at Littleton Boulevard or at Schomp.com. Remember, July 16th through 21st, the Ralph Schomp sale benefiting the Children's Hospital Burn Unit. See you there. Thanks.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
Good sense, ill sense, crippling mankind.
I'm not so sure I can listen to the whole show again. I can barely stand it the first time around. 8:56, 56 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, isolated thunderstorms. A high today, 101. And we're talking about the Head West store in Inglewood and the ridiculousness, the censorship drive there against this guy for the murals on the side of the building. Here's Nancy in Inglewood. Nancy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Aloha. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good.
I don't live too far away from this.
Oh, which you're highly offended by, right?
Completely. Please, I kind of forgot they did it. My parents, who are in their 60s, actually live about 2 blocks away.
Are they offended?
Not at all. I think the first thing that came up from, if I remember correctly, and my mom's probably listening and will call and tell me, my dad's first thought was, well, it does promote drug use. And we talked about, well, how any different than anything else? you know, than the Coors Boobs girls coming out there and getting Coors Light sold. The Bullet girls, didn't they? Isn't that how they got Coors Light going?
Yep.
And in my house in particular, my husband and I decorate with, like, 1930s Art Deco posters. And a very giant one, as soon as you walk into my house, is a woman who is promoting something called Fapanice, which is absinthe, which absinthe is a hallucinogenic. It's not even legal. Now, how does that mean I'm promoting hallucinogens in my house and half-naked women?
You're busted. They're after you. All right, Nancy, I appreciate the call. I got to go because I got to get J-Mo Fozier from Media Matters, but I appreciate the call, and you should call the city council in Englewood and say something.
It's insane that they're spending money. It's very well done. The artist was very good doing it. And if I understand correctly, you asked the question of who I think it
okay,
was.
Okay, you know what? I got to go. Thanks.
Bye.
Appreciate it. All right, we'll catch the news. We'll talk about the right-wing media coming up next.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing phase. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 303-487-6880. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. 303-487-6880. Some fees do apply.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Tom Hartman, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. When it comes to safeguarding the nation's food supply, a new report says the FDA is barely cutting it, with 99 out of 100 imported food products passing through without any scrutiny. This morning, Food and Drug Administration officials are getting an earful on Capitol Hill. Let's get the details live from CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato.
Nick, that one out of 100 inspections, just a look-see, Michigan Democrat Bart Stupak complains.
Only a small fraction of that 1% is actually tested for contaminants.
FDA workers describe that work as shoddy. Congressional investigators fanned out to 8 cities, including Atlanta, Kansas City, New York, and San Francisco.
FDA field personnel were more forthcoming about gaping holes in FDA's food safety net than were headquartered officials.
The FDA also being criticized for funneling food safety money into employee bonuses. Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
A new intelligence estimate says the U.S. remains the prime target for terrorists. CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer with details.
The report warns that Al-Qaeda is consolidating its contacts and capabilities to mount another attack on the U.S. It points to a persistent, evolving threat. Council on Foreign Relations President Richard Haass says the Iraq war is fomenting terror.
Iraq has proven to be a training ground.
The White House denies claims that the war has made Al-Qaeda stronger. Despite the document's dire warnings about the terror group's plans, the administration says there are no current specific or credible threats. Peter Mayer, CBS News, the White House.
Well, scores of auto dealers have rolled into Washington to try to close a deal with the House. They want lawmakers to put the brakes on imposing tough fuel economy standards. Peter Brown of Automotive News magazine says if they get the green light, it could mean dramatic changes in the showroom.
If regulations like this happen, the big change is going to be more in the vehicle mix than it is in saying, gee, we're going to have to put another $2,000 worth of technology in the vehicle.
Well, he's close, but not quite there yet. Media titan Rupert Murdoch has a tentative deal to buy Dow Jones. Howard Kurtz of the Washington Post says the pot is just too sweet.
$5 billion is a lot of money to walk away from, and I think it is inevitable at this point that Rupert Murdoch will gain control of both Dow Jones and its jewel, the Wall Street Journal.
The Bancroft family, which holds nearly two-thirds of the company's shares, will vote on the offer on Thursday. Dow insiders say the outcome is too close to call. Well, on Wall Street, the bulls are on the charge again, with the Dow closing in on the 14,000 plateau after briefly reaching it in the first hour of trading. Right now, the Dow is up 48 points, the NASDAQ is ahead 13, and the S&P 500 is up about 4 points. It is above its record close. Why the run-up? CBS News correspondent Anthony Mason.
The stock market is benefiting from a global economy that is just booming. So American companies are making money. They're making big money, but they're making a lot of it overseas. And that's why the stock market is rallying.
This is CBS News.
Will you love me when I turn six?
Of course I will love you when you're six.
Will you love me when I'm 10?
Of course I will love you when you're 10.
They'll always be your baby, which is why we've introduced the sedan rated the safest full-size car in America, the all-new 2008 Ford Taurus.
When I'm 15?
And while you can't engineer a mother's love, you can engineer safety. Taurus offers 6 standard airbags and features patented space architecture, which directs crash energy away from you. Plus, Taurus received 5-star crash test safety ratings for front and side impacts and is an IIHS top safety pick.
Will you love me when I'm as old as you?
I will love you forever.
The all-new Ford Taurus. Ford. Bold moves. Visit your Ford dealer or go to FordVehicles.com.
Based on NHTSA.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
This is standard 5-passenger large cars.
Contact Real Estate Disposition Corporation at ushomeauction.com.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Things getting back to normal at the state capitol this morning after yesterday's incident in which an apparently deranged man was shot dead outside the governor's office after refusing to drop his gun.
Walked into the reception area and said, I am the emperor, and I am here to take over state government.
The dead gunman apparently rented a tuxedo from a formal wear shop in North Glen. A woman working there called police after a man with a pistol and a knife was fitted for a tux.
I asked, what is the occasion? What are you needing the tuxedo for? And he kind of hesitated for a second. He looked down, and then with a smile on his face, he said, today's the day the emperor of the emperors reigns.
The neighbor of the dead gunman, 32-year-old Aaron Snyder, describes him as brilliant but strange.
He always was very polite, very nice. I would like to say that he was not well, and I'd like to let it go with that.
The state capitol reopened this morning with heightened security. All workers and visitors now going in through the north entrance, passing through metal detectors. Governor says officials talking about what to do next about security, but he and lawmakers stress they want the building to remain accessible.
There's certainly going to be discussions going forward about how we achieve that right balance between security and keeping it open.
Metal detectors were used during the months immediately after the 9/11 attacks, but were taken out after lawmakers objected. They felt security was making it too hard for folks to come and see their government in action. And Andrew Speaker says he's getting ready for surgery today to remove the diseased portion of his right lung. He's the Atlanta attorney with TB who sparked an international health scare. He says the expectation is the operation will rid him of the disease. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. We still are struggling along southbound lanes of I-25 from about Bellevue down to Dry Creek. Of course, that's right through your DTC area. That was from an earlier wreck we had near Dry Creek, still being cleared. Northbound lanes of I-25 not doing much better from 225 up to Yale, although that crash is gone. And we still have very heavy conditions along southbound 225, also through the tech center. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today. Expect a hot and dry day with some ice.
Hey, back to the show in just a sec. But before that, have you guys heard about this? There's this computer program that literally has newcomers to the internet earning tens of thousands of dollars. See, this program lets you start selling high-profit products on the internet using sites like eBay, selling stuff like digital cameras and iPod accessories, even plasma TVs. Now, here's a part I think's interesting. You can make all this money selling products that you never have to see or store or pay for. And there's a company that's giving out a CD for free that tells you how to get started with it. The number for the free CD is, it's here, it's 1-800-322-7127. Looks like your computer does the work while you basically collect the money. Seems like an easy way to run a business out of your house. Anyway, to get the free CD, you call Internet Speedway at 1-800-322-7127. 1-800-322-7127.
Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
101 degrees. All right, it's time for our look, our weekly look at the right-wing media. And our weekly media misinformation report with Managing Director of Media Matters for America, Jameson Fosher. And we urge you to go to MediaMatters.org. This is one of the best organizations around. And, J-Mo, good morning, and it's good to have you back.
It's good to be back, Jay.
All right. Now, we got a lot of stuff to get into here this morning. I want to start out with this one right away. John Edwards is on his poverty tour, and CNN, MSNBC, and also fake news, I mean Fox News, has been running clips of this. But the same talking point seems to preeminate over and over again. One, Edwards and the $400 haircut. Two, here's a guy who charges a ton of money per speech, but how come they never bring up how much America's so-called mayor, Rudy Giuliani, charges? He charges more than Edwards.
You know, one of the things that you see over and over again with John Edwards, anytime there's a story, a news report about him talking about poverty or health care or any economic issue, is something that reinforces how rich he is. That's a near constant in every story. The Washington Post today has, in their piece about his poverty tour, in like the fourth paragraph, they quote Edwards urging reporters to please stay focused on the stories we heard today from workers and from people who are living in poverty and who need help rather than the candidate. That's a pretty extraordinary line, a presidential candidate asking the media not to pay attention to him, but to pay attention to real people who need help. The next three paragraphs of the article focus on John Edwards being rich. That's a constant. And what the media is trying to do here, and sometimes they say explicitly, is paint John Edwards as a hypocrite or as insincere for being rich and talking about the poor. Of course, that's not hypocrisy. That's just not what the word means. But it really is kind of striking the contrast there. You never see in a news report about a wealthy candidate who favors tax policies that favor the wealthy. A reference to them benefiting personally from their policies. Mitt Romney, Rudy Giuliani, John McCain, these are all very rich people, and they have economic policies and plans that they would personally benefit from. And that, yet that's not a constant piece in news reporting about their policies. There's really a pretty striking double standard here where the media seems to be suggesting that the rich shouldn't care about the poor. That's the implication of this. John Edwards is a rich man who cares about the poor and constantly gets criticized for it by the media. Mitt Romney is a rich person who favors policies that he would personally benefit from, and the media doesn't mention that.
No, they never get into it. And by the way, did anybody really care that Franklin Delano Roosevelt was rich?
Of course not. We as a country probably should want people who are rich to care about the poor, everybody to care about everybody. What the media seems to be doing here is urging people to only be concerned with their own narrow financial self-interest, and that's pretty bizarre, and I don't think healthy for democracy. It's certainly not a value judgment the media should be making, that they should be criticizing wealthy candidates for caring about the poor. That's just pretty bizarre and twisted. One of the ways that this continually manifests itself, of course, is with these constant mentions of this expensive haircut. It's now been 3 months since that story first broke, and yet still on a regular basis, news reports invoke it as though it's something fundamental about John Edwards that must be mentioned in every story. 3 months later, I actually last week, as I was looking around at some examples of this, came across something really interesting, which was that Jim Mikoshevsky, who's a senior on-air correspondent for NBC News, in May gave a speech that he was paid to give by the Chamber of Commerce in Providence. And during that speech, he attacked John Edwards over the haircut. That's really extraordinary to me. This is a working journalist who is supposed to be impartial, taking money from an interest group. That's what the Chamber of Commerce is. It's the local business lobby, which undoubtedly opposes John Edwards' economic policies. They paid this working journalist to give a speech attacking John Edwards.
Yeah, and he's still got a job. Well, you know, if you're Amy Jacobson at in Chicago, and you're at a murder suspect's house at a pool party, and you show up in a bathing suit, and somebody with your two kids in tow, by the way, and somebody photographs you, then you lose your job. But if you're Jim Mikulshevsky, you can get away with this, and nobody says word one.
No, I think people should contact NBC and ask them why they allowed this to happen and what steps they're taking to make sure that their reporters don't get paid by business lobbies to criticize progressive candidates in the future.
Yeah. I think it's a good idea. As a matter of fact, maybe we should call NBC.
Maybe you should.
And
maybe
ask them if they would like to come on. And, yeah, maybe they'd like to come on and comment about Mr. Mikulshevsky attacking John Edwards. And what is the why does anybody care that he went and got a $400 haircut or that he has money? You know, this is the whole ping pong game too that you get caught in. It's like, oh, only we're, and when I say we're, only we're, those of us on the right, we are the ones who are supposed to like money. Those of you on the left, well, you're not supposed to like money. You're supposed to be austere and Gandhi-like. And where does it say that?
Well, and what the media seems to be saying is that if you are rich, if you have been fortunate, you shouldn't care about anybody else. You should focus solely on policies that benefit the rich, that benefit yourself. That's what they seem to think is okay. They give wealthy conservative candidates a pass on supporting policies that would line their own pockets at the expense of the vast majority of Americans. That is given a pass by the media. But when John Edwards, who happens to be wealthy, wants to help people who aren't, then he gets constantly needled and, yeah, and attacked with these stories that suggest there's something wrong with it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just, and it's disgusting. 14 minutes after 9 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. I need to throw this one in because I did see this and was totally and completely blown away by this. CNN's, I can't pronounce her, the pronunciation of her name has, Suzanne Malveaux. She uncritically aired Bush's claim that the Iraqi terrorists attacked us on September the 11th. Where does she get this? And how come nobody in CNN went, whoa, that's not factually correct, Suzanne?
You know, we're more than 4 years into the Bush administration and its conservative allies trying to trick the American people into thinking that Iraq was responsible for September 11th and to try to merge the two. Everybody who has looked into this and knows that this is false, and yet the media continues to either suggest it on their own or to just uncritically repeat the Bush administration's claims about this. It's really pretty striking that this would continue at this point. The current incarnation of this is the administration and other conservatives trying to conflate the Sunni insurgent group that's known as al-Qaeda in Iraq with the al-Qaeda group led by Osama bin Laden, who was responsible for 9/11 attacks. And those are not the same groups. But the Bush administration and too many in the media simply refer to this Sunni insurgent group as al-Qaeda, which is very misleading. And that's what happened here on CNN.
Well,
although
Fran Townsend is on CNN as we speak now, making the claim that al-Qaeda is weaker today than they would have been without the war. That's substantially all right, that right there is a lie.
Well, do you think CNN's going to call them on that?
No. They'll just repeat it and let it go.
Yeah, and again, we're you know, more than 4 years into this, and periodically you'll get a news organization that'll kind of assess the state of things and point out that, well, this is a big lie, and that's a big lie, and the other thing's a big lie, but then they go right back to repeating it without correcting it. And that's the pattern we've seen consistently for the last 4 or 5 years.
Unbelievable.
Which is why periodically, by the way, you still see from time to time studies and polling that show that the surprisingly high number of the American people still think that Iraq was responsible for September 11th. It's because the news media hasn't done a good job of making clear that that's not the case.
Well, Michael Moore was right. I mean, we're in the war because the news media didn't do their job. They're, you know what? They're as much to blame for this situation as the administration itself. They did not do their jobs.
And looking forward, they seem to be falling into a lot of the same bad habits in covering some of the more alarmist statements that are being made about Iran. And we may be in danger of going through the whole thing all over again. It's important that the media get this right, not only to sort of pay penance for what they've done in the past, but so that we don't go through this again, so that we don't get led into another war on faulty pretenses. But the media is making many of the same mistakes over and over again.
Yeah. I sure are. 9:17, 70 minutes after 9 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jameson Fosher, JMO with us from Media Matters for America. That's MediaMatters.org. All right, here's another sterling moment in NBC's premier news discussion program, Meet the Press, where host Tim Russert ignores the White House's original pledge to fire anyone involved in the leak of then-CIA agent Valerie Plame. And it seems that not only Russert has done this, but it seems like virtually everybody else has done it. The only person that I've heard that has repeated it, repeated that pledge and run footage of that pledge, was Keith Olbermann. Everybody else seems to have forgotten this.
This has been something that's been going on for a long time now. President Bush and his administration in 2003 promised that they would fire anybody who had anything to do with outing Valerie Plame. It was a very broad promise, shortly thereafter, when it became clear that that might well include people like Karl Rove, the White House began trying to pretend, and its defenders in the media began trying to pretend that they had made a much more narrow claim, that they would fire anybody who broke the law. And the media let them get away with it, and that's what Tim Russert did here on Meet the Press, is he described President Bush as having said, and this is, I'm quoting Russert now, said early on in his investigation that if anyone broke the law, he would deal with it. That's not what Bush said. Bush didn't say if anybody broke the law, he would deal with it. He said if anybody was involved with this, they'd be fired. But by changing that pledge, the media has let Bush get away with not firing people who we know were involved, like Karl Rove, and they haven't even been really adequately questioned about it, because Tim Russert and others have just changed what Bush promised. They've changed it from "I'll fire anybody involved" to "I'll fire anybody who broke the law," which then lets the White House and its defenders say, "Well, Karl Rove has not been convicted of anything." So to this day, Karl Rove has security clearance, despite the fact that he was involved in leaking the name of a covert agent. And the media isn't even asking questions about why, because they're pretending that Bush made a lesser pledge than he made.
Once again, media does not follow through, does not hold anybody accountable. Mr. Russert becomes an enabler, not a challenger.
And this, by the way, is something that Tim Russert should certainly know, because, first of all, it's been in the news for about 4 years and has been in the news in a very high-profile way. But second, Tim Russert was involved in this investigation.
Yeah, that's right. His name did come up. You're right about that.
If anybody should know the details of specifically what was said, it should probably be Tim Russert. But he apparently doesn't, or doesn't care.
Wouldn't you love to sit down and ask him about that? Wouldn't you love to sit down and ask him about, well, do you have a selective memory? Do you just omit things? I wonder what he would say.
That's a good question.
Yeah, I'd love to ask it. Here's another one for Meet the Press. This one, too, is one of the reasons why it's a real task to watch this show. During an all-white male Meet the Press panel, Novak, this is the Prince of Darkness, Robert Novak, and what the hell Tim Russert had this flesh eater on for, I have no idea. Novak claimed women or African-American Democratic nominee would give the GOP hope. And here's the disgusting thing. The rest of the panel, including alleged Democratic strategist Bob Schrum, never said word one. Like, well, where did you get that from, and what do you mean by that?
Right. This is, we did a few months ago a study showing that the guests on news panels like this are overwhelmingly white and male. And this is another case where you had a panel that was a bunch of old white guys, and one of them made a comment about how it would be great for the Republicans if the Democrats nominated a woman or an African-American presidential candidate. And none of them asked him to explain themselves, himself. None of them said, and of course that's not the kind of thing that people should be making their decision about who to vote for president based on. Like, nobody found that remarkable or worthy of further comment. And it does go back to the question you raised of why Bob Novak was on in the first place. He's got a book that he's peddling, but given that he's got a pretty lengthy track record of basically lying and of being a shill, I don't know why NBC would have him on. But this is what you get when you have Bob Novak on. He makes comments about how great it would be for the Republicans if the Democrats nominated a woman.
Yeah, you're right about him. He is
an African American.
Yeah, you're right about him. I mean, he's been swimming in the mud for so long, he doesn't know what clean water would look like. And that's a shame. And it's a shame that they put him on. And wouldn't you love to know whose idea that was to put him on? Or really, if you think about it, any of the other people that they had on there. And why wouldn't you have a panel made up of, if you're going to discuss this, why wouldn't you have a panel made up of African-American women or women or African-American journalists to talk about this? Or even how about a mixed panel of which you could get varying viewpoints about how people would view a woman as president or an African-American as president or at least as the nominees. But instead, you're right, you get a white boys club. Which is, you know what, so much of what the media is anyway, isn't it?
It is all too often. That's what our study found. That when you look at the guest lists, they're pretty consistently skewed, and skewed towards white men, skewed towards conservatives, skewed towards Republicans. Any way you want to cut it, and look at the data, you see a pretty bad skew across the shows and across the years. And that's what we found in a series of reports about the Today shows, about cable news, about even in the media's coverage of religion. When the media quotes religious leaders, they quote conservative religious leaders, not progressive religious leaders. So this broader issue of bringing some balance to discussions and panels and the media coverage in general is a very important one. This example from last Sunday is just one, you know, sort of small example of how this plays out and the problem with a panel that that doesn't have much diversity or any at all in this case, at least not aside from ideological diversity.
But you know, because I'm sure you've run into this, if you have conservative friends, and it is possible to be, you know, friends with people who don't look at the world the way you do politically, they will always give you this. They will give you this thing, the liberal media. Right?
Absolutely. That's you know, something conservatives have been talking about for decades.
And people believe that.
People do, because they've been saying it over and over again for decades, and because a lot of the media has come to believe it and to uncritically repeat it. We show every day over and over again that the media gets things wrong in ways that benefit conservatives. I don't think that means that the media is conservative. I think that ascribing a blanket ideological a bias to thousands of working reporters is a little bit simplistic. What we do is show that the actual content of news coverage very frequently is inaccurate or misleading in some way that benefits conservatives. And we show that over and over again. And in studies like the ones I mentioned, you know, in some cases we've looked at 7-8 years of guest lists and shown that these shows consistently invite more Republicans on than Democrats. So that obviously is not a media that is a liberal media.
Yeah, exactly. But by the way, do you remember, just change subject briefly here before we go, do you remember how long ago it was that Bush said that anybody in his administration who had leaked any information about a CIA agent would be dealt with? I thought it was like shortly after the whole Valerie Plame thing broke.
Yeah, I think it was 2003.
Yeah, and it was a clip. He said it, as a matter of fact, either in a press conference or some kind of...
He said it, and Scott McClellan, who was the press secretary at the time, reiterated it a few times. There were actually several different statements that were more broad than just focusing on whether or not somebody broke the law. That were statements that anybody who was involved in Valerie Plame's outing would be fired.
Well, that's when we went through that whole charade too about Scott McClellan had, where he got lied to by Rove and Libby, and they kept saying, "Well, they're not involved. I know they're not involved." Remember that one? And how embarrassing that was. J-Mo, thank you so much. I appreciate you being on the show. Thanks so much for your time. We urge everybody to go to and support MediaMatters.org. J-Mo, thanks.
CheaperUsedAutos.com, where you'll always find the best used car prices. Summer's here, and there's no better time to drive with the top down.
Don't have a convertible?
No worries. Just visit cheaperusedautos.com. At cheaperusedautos.com, you'll find an incredible selection of topless models. You know, convertibles, foreign and domestic. Some real beauties, each one with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are they have what you're looking for.
It's easy.
Check them out. Cheaperusedautos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Ed Schultz here. You know, not so long ago, I stopped by Front Range Preventive Imaging and had a heart scan, and I'm glad I did. Dr. Blanchett, tell our listeners about why they might want to have one, too.
Thanks, Ed. I take pride in the fact that Front Range Preventive Imaging is one of only two centers in Colorado offering EBT heart imaging. According to the American Heart Association's scientific paper on heart imaging, published in October 2006, EBT imaging is the most accurate heart scan and uses the least radiation. Ask your doctor if a heart scan would be a good idea for you. You have only one heart. Keep it healthy. Insist on an EBT heart scan. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN to schedule your EBT heart scan. Or learn more about EBT heart scans as well as lung cancer screening and virtual colonoscopy by visiting our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1437 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-1437. 1-800-322-1437.
Go out there and see Tom and Marv Alshire. Go out there and see Spanky Herrera, Colby, Juan, Adolf, any of those folks who are working out there. Go out there and talk to them. They're there to help you. And I know that when I say that, you may say, well, yeah, sure, Jay, because they want to make money, Jay. That's what they really want to do. Well, of course, that's what they want to do. But they also want you to come back, and they want you to send your friends back. And that's why they are not short-sighted. They're in it for the long haul, and they've been around since 1982. They're open tonight until 9, Rocky's Auto's corner of 63rd and Federal.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing phase. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 303-487-6880. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. 303-487-6880. Some fees do apply.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Early in the morning, rising to the street.
31 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Isolated thunderstorms. High today, 101. I got to go work out today.
He should make you do the outdoor program today, Jay.
I think you should go do this, is what I think you ought to do, John Turk. Oh, my God.
If you're listening, make him do the outdoor program.
Are you talking about Keith?
Yeah, your boy Keith.
Yeah, you see some guy with a fat rear end trying to walk his way down Spear, man. You know it's me. All right, because, you know, the gym's over only over there on 8th and Lincoln, so it's like I got to walk around in that neighborhood. Bears, come on, Jay, come on, strong finish. I want to go home. I want to go home and sit down and watch TV. All right. You been working out lately, Gina?
Try to get a little exercise in, yes. I walk usually.
People always say to you, oh, you do it and you'll get a buzz. And it feels so exhilarating. I don't get anything out of it. Do you get anything out of it? I get nothing out of it except boredom.
It's not one of my favorite things to do. I wish I liked it better. But, you know, my father was a marathon runner, and he used to say that that was true.
Yeah, I've had people say it to me, too. Oh, listen, I just get such a buzz out of it. Well, right, buzz this. I don't get anything out of it. You know, endorphins. Oh, man, I'm high on endorphins. You know what? I don't want to get high. I don't get anything out of it. I don't get anything out of it at all. I hate it. I hate it like poison. I really do. And then, you know what? Here's the end result. The end result is, okay, it doesn't make any difference how much of this stuff you do. You're going to die anyway. So what's the point?
Yeah, but I bet you're feeling and looking great, right?
I'm down to the last 50 pounds, and I'm struggling to get the last 50 pounds off. I cannot move forward for some reason. I keep going up and going down and up and
going
down.
Hit that plateau, huh?
I've hit the, what is that in Star Trek? The final frontier. I've hit the final plateau. I just can't do it.
I'm sorry, but I bet Mary's happy.
What, that I can't make the 50 pounds?
No, that you feel better, and I'm sure you look great. If you're working out.
Well, it's frustrating me because the two things I promised myself I'm going to do. When I get down to my goal weight, I am going to buy an Armani suit.
Woo. Good for you.
Yeah, baby. And I want to buy some other clothes. But the way things are looking, I'll reach that 50 pounds when I'm 50 years from now. When I'll
no.
be in the when I'll be in the in the di- you know, I'll be under the pushing up sawdust somewhere.
Hey, I want John to play the Richard Gere. Call me. That's what you know, because you're going to be GQing it.
What song is that? It's not by Richard Gere.
Call Me, Blondie.
Oh, Call Me by Blondie?
Is
what,
it,
because
I'm or Debbie
look,
Harry.
Because I'm going to look like a GQ person?
Woo! There's Jay.
Yeah. I got a gold chain around my neck with a spoon.
In his Armani suit.
In my Armani Woo. Suit and my Ferragamo shoes. Okay. I'm a top one percenter for sure.
I love it.
Just think, I could probably go to Republican headquarters here and be let in.
You need to buy a Mercedes convertible, though, to make it really work.
No. Not a Mercedes. What about a Lamborghini? You know, like a Lamborghini Gallardo. Those cars are for men who want to... send a signal out that they have big, what's the word I'm looking for? Big,
I don't know.
Big reproductive straws.
Oh, God.
You get what I'm saying?
Did you have to go there?
Because those cars are piles of crap, basically. They had one of the 24 hours Le Mans. Le Mans, I think it lasted like 2 hours and broke down.
Wow. Yeah, I'd rather have a Corvette any day.
What about a Ferrari?
Nah.
What about the ultimate sports car, a Porsche?
No, thanks.
Porsche.
It's not my style.
9/11's rule.
I want something more macho.
What, are you saying people who drive Porsches are wimps? Are you saying people who drive Ferraris are wimps?
No.
What are you saying?
I'm not saying that.
How about a Dodge Viper?
Oh, there you go.
Most things are gas pigs.
I wouldn't turn one down, though.
Well, I wouldn't turn down a lot of things either. But it doesn't mean I'd buy them.
You guys should see all the looks I get in my Volkswagen bus.
Hey, Volkswagen buses are cool. I own a Volkswagen bus. I love Volkswagen.
Chick magnets they are.
I bet.
They're just culturally cool. They're just cool vehicles.
Do you have like a peace sign bumper sticker on the back?
I don't have any of that going on, no. I just have one sticker.
Turk's got a sticker on the back of his car that says, vomit if you support the war.
No, it says, if the bus is rocking, don't come knocking.
Oh, Lord. That's what he's got. He's got one on the back that says, you know, vomit if you support the war. Right? Okay. Anyway, we should describe his bus on the air so people, when they see it going down I-25, can
throw stuff at me.
Wave at him and stuff. All right. Well, this is our last look at traffic together, although we have traffic throughout the day here on AM 760, a progressive talk. And for a day that is going to be extremely warm, this has been an extremely, this has been a bad traffic morning.
Yeah, it really was. It was just a mess. And it's looking a lot better now, although we've got heavier traffic still along southbound I-25 through the Tech Center, Bellevue down to Dry Creek. That was from a really bad crash we had. That is out of the way. Eastbound 6, same thing between Sheridan and Federal, also due to an earlier crash. And southbound I-25 still pretty sluggish through downtown. Other than that, looks like we're starting to get back to normal. Weather outlook today, it's going to be a hot and dry day with a high of at least 100. Isolated showers the afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, breezy, going down to 64. And right now, it's partly cloudy and 82. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Get to Quality Mitsubishi today on South Broadway and drive home a brand new 07 Outlander for just...
Have you or someone you know received a DUI? If you want to talk to someone who can explain your options, call the Orr Law Firm. If you have questions, the Orr Law Firm has the answers. DUIs require critical attention. In some cases, you may only have 7 days to act to protect your rights. Don't wait. Call 303-818-2448 or log on to orlaw.com. That's ORRLAW.com for a free consultation. Proud member of Tom Martino's referral list.
Your debts are piling up. Your bills are due. And the settlement money you won from your lawsuit is spread out over years. You need cash now. Let J.G. Wentworth help you get your settlement money in one lump sum right now. Call J.G. Wentworth at 1-866-433-9566. If you're receiving cash payments from a car accident or personal injury and you need cash now, call J.T. Wentworth for free information at 1-866-433-9566. That's 1-866-433-9566.
This hour of music is brought to you by LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com.
Tonight, your vote counts. The final 20 performers face elimination as the semifinals begin on America's Got Talent. Then, the critics are calling the new summer hit awesome, and America agrees. The Singing Bee.
Yes!
A hilarious competition that's not about how well you can sing.
You're an all-star. Get your game on.
It's about knowing the words.
All that live a Cisco.
Joey Fatone hosts The Singing Bee after America's Got Talent, 8, 7 Central, NBC tonight.
New this week at the video station in Boulder, check out Premonition, Factory Girl, and The Hills Have Eyes 2. Celebrating 25 years as Colorado's largest video library, choose from over 55,000 titles. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please, call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
Our guest experts in studio to answer all of your questions and a do-it-yourself hour beginning at 10 o'clock. Right here, Sunday morning at 9. We'll see you then.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence in dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 1-800-500-5509. 1-800-500-5509. That's 1-800-500-5509.
Why wait for someday to organize your finances? Open a Wells Fargo checking account with free account alerts today. They're alerts sent to your email or
or mobile device to let you know about things, like when your balance is low or when a credit card payment is due. Seize your someday. Wells Fargo, the next stage.
The talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson. I'm going to mess around.
Yeah, Johnny and June.
Yeah, I'm going to Jackson. Look out, Jackson Town.
We'll go on down to Jackson.
All right, 9:42, 42 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Open phones, 303-713-7600. And anything that you want to talk about is fine with me. I don't care. You want to talk about the graffiti thing? You want to talk about the mural in Inglewood? That's fine. And, you know, here's a story that I haven't said anything about. Now I'm thinking about maybe, okay, is this getting big coverage because it may be slow news out there, news-wise? Or is this really a big deal? I've stayed away from it, but maybe I should have covered it. Maybe we should have talked about this. And this is Senator David Vitter, who on Monday night, having a relationship with the New Orleans prostitutes, a week after admitting links to a Washington escort service that federal prosecutors alleged was a prostitution ring, and of course he's a Republican. I shouldn't say that, because not all Republicans fit into that mode, but a lot of them seem to be getting caught lately with this kind of stuff. And Vitter, of course, is one of these guys who stands up and makes all these chest-beating statements about family values and about the sanctity of the family and all that, and now, bang, he's caught. And here's the thing I don't get. Do we have that cut of his wife? I wish a woman would call and explain this to me, or even a man would call and explain it to me. You found out your significant other. If you found out that they were going to a prostitute, or that they had visited prostitutes, or that they had their name had shown up on a list of the DC Madam's call girl escort business, which they did with Deborah Jean Palfrey. Would you stand by this guy or this woman? Here, check this out.
Last week, some people very sympathetically said to me, I wouldn't want to be in your shoes right now. I stand before you to tell you very proudly, I am proud to be Wendy Vitter.
Okay, nobody finds that to be, how could she get up there and say that? Now, Vitter says he's been in marriage counseling. Here's Vitter's, and you know what? And this gets to the whole gay rights issue, too. How many times do we hear this? Oh, we can't let gays and lesbians, we can't let them get married because they're ruining the sanctity of marriage. I mean, here's Senator David Vitter.
Marriage, it's often said, but it's very, very true, and it is worth repeating. Marriage is truly the most fundamental social institution in human history.
Yeah, except when it comes to him, because now he's out. I mean, and then he's a senator and he's got to pay for it? That's what I don't get. All right, here's one more of it. Check this out.
Social institutions like marriage, community, church, faith communities. We need to realize just how central those sorts of institutions are and how important they are in terms of influencing behavior in our society, good behavior and bad behavior. When we look at so many of the social ills, we...
I mean, good Lord, Vitter, get off your knees and stop pandering. But I'm still fascinated by the idea that his wife would stand up there and make that kind of a statement. Maybe I don't know what the true definition of love is. Maybe I don't understand that about the true definition of love. Any woman or man want to talk about this? Anybody? Particularly, I'd love to speak to a woman about this. What'd you do if you caught your husband going to a prostitute or using an escort service? Would you stick by them? Would you stand up and make that kind of a statement? 303-713-7600. I don't know. I don't know if I could. And Vitter has said that he and his wife have undergone marriage counseling. All right, John, if you caught Stacy, what would you do?
Man, that's a tough one. I would go ballistic. I would go ballistic. I'd probably feel real bad about myself, feel guilty myself. You know, like I'm not satisfying her, so she had to go somewhere else. But who knows, maybe Wendy Vitter wasn't, maybe him and Wendy weren't having sex. Maybe that was his only outlet for sex. We don't know.
Well, that doesn't make a difference, because then if that's the problem, then you get a divorce. Or you separate, but you don't cheat. That's not the answer. All men are tempted. All men are tempted, unless you're half asleep. But being tempted and looking is a far cry from being tempted and then carrying it out. Yeah, Tammy Wynette. And what about the screeching about Hillary Clinton? Remember Hillary Clinton making this statement about Bill Clinton? Sometimes it's hard. And people went crazy? Well, what does she take that from? Why does she take that from him? And they must not live together. And I suspect she's a lesbian. And you've heard all this crap about Hillary, right? Well, what about David Vitter's wife? What's up in her head? Here's Susan in Littleton. Susan, go ahead.
Hi, Jay. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How about you?
Oh, I'm not too bad. Listen, I just wanted to let you know that I don't really think what Wendy said was really as much a support of her husband, because what she said was, I'm proud to be Wendy. She didn't say that she was proud of her husband, and she didn't really say that she was standing by him. She did say she was just proud to be Wendy. So, you know, I think that, you know, I can see why she would stand by him, but I don't think that she publicly supported him by that statement.
All right, are you married?
Yes, I am married.
What'd you do if you found out your husband was doing this?
You know, I did early on, but not that he was going to a prostitute, but that he had cheated on me early on in our marriage. And, you know, I just took my marriage vows so seriously that we went through counseling and we got it straightened out, and he's never straight since, and he's, you know, he took our marriage vows seriously too, as far as after, you know, after I found out about it.
Why did he do it?
He said because it was there and it was available.
Oh, see... Well,
I mean, it was a woman that he had been involved with before we got married, and she just kept putting herself in his path, and, you know, he said, I just thought one time wouldn't hurt, and I said, until I found out about it, then it really hurt all of us, and, you know, since then, we have, we've worked it out. I mean, we've gone through a lot of trials in our marriage. We've only been married 7 years, and we've been through a lot of trials. He became disabled, and... He became disabled and, was in the hospital 9.5 months and, would probably never work again, but that hasn't changed my love for him.
Well, I don't know who he is and I don't want to know who he is, but I'll tell you one thing. He's extremely lucky.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
You are 100% the ideal of every man's dreams.
Well, thank you, Jay. But
thanks, Susan.
I don't think I do that much. But
I think you do.
Yourself. Thanks for letting me on.
All right, you got it.
Bye.
Here's an email. Hey, Hillary stuck with Bill. I think spouses are just as addicted to power as the dude. You know, we got to talk more about this tomorrow. We really do. I really got to get more women. I really got to get in underneath this. And John Turk says, remember Ted Haggard's wife and how supportive she was. Yeah, see, there's another amazing.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-430-8122 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-430-8122. 1-800-430-8122.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. Thinking about a summer road trip but not sure if the family wagon can make it? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, check out over 800 vehicles. Up close and personal. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all right here in Denver. Many under $10,000. Including low-mileage program vehicles, all with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are, they have what you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Be for your family, but don't worry, the mortgage store can help make life fun again with even less than perfect credit. There's going to be a flood of people seeking help. Those with weak credit histories are going to need it the most, and the mortgage store specializes in helping customers who have had less than perfect credit. Now, the mortgage store is an Inc. 500 company. They're a direct lender, so they can say yes when others say no, and they can close your loan in as little as a week. So avoid these big payment hikes and consolidate all your other debt into one new low monthly payment. You'll save hundreds of dollars every month. So call now, 303-423-7171. There's no out-of-pocket closing costs and up to 90 days with no payment. Call now, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. Call the mortgage store. They are the guaranteed pros.
Tonight at 9, 8 Central.
I can't put my finger on it, but something's not right.
Get ready to go where most shows won't dare.
There's something about him I just don't like.
Mm-hmm. He looks like a child molester.
He's a gay evangelical.
Wow.
GSN presents Without Prejudice, the controversial new show where a panel of everyday people must judge 5 strangers solely on first impressions.
She's a perky little blonde white girl.
What are you, high?
And decide who deserves to receive $25,000.
If it was up to me, none of them would be getting $25,000.
The contestants will share their life stories.
My mom was pregnant with me when she was 18.
I work as a phone sex operator.
I was born both guy and girl.
And the panel will show their true colors.
I don't like you.
I didn't like him at first, but I changed my mind.
Can they judge without prejudice? Could you?
He looks like white trash.
Maybe he's black trash.
Excuse me?
We definitely all have some chips on our shoulders.
Without Prejudice premieres tonight at 9, 8 Central. Get in the drama. Get in the game on GSN.
Tom Hartman coming up at 10. Right now, it's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Because in life's most important moments, we're not Republicans or Democrats. We're parents. I'm David Vitter, and I approve this message.
Oh, yeah! Come on, Senator!
You cheating heart will make you
Fifty-six minutes after the hour here on AM 760 at Progressive Talk. Here's an email from Eric. All right, Jay, here's a question for you. Your lovely wife, Mary, is paralyzed and can no longer have sex. Do you A, divorce her, B, forego sex for the rest of your life, I'd actually do neither, but you apparently have to choose. Well, I would choose this. No matter what happens, I would stay by Mary because why? I'm 54, soon to be 55, and at this age, I'm not in it for the sex. Mary and I, man, she stood by me. With all the crap I put her through. I personally would have thrown my rear out of the house a long time ago. So I'm extremely lucky. Here's from Rebecca. What kind of weasel would let his wife get up there and make herself look like an absolute fool? What a loser. I guess he's a man slash weasel. Must be the product of human-animal hybrid Bush spoke about. One of his speeches. We got to do this. We got to do more on this topic tomorrow. We really do. We're just out of time, but we got to do more about this tomorrow. We really do. We can't let this go. Because you know what? Maybe we'll get on tomorrow and like for an hour, we'll talk to women only about this. Maybe that's what we'll do tomorrow. Have a good day. Stay cool.
Tonight, your vote counts. The final 20 performers face elimination as the semifinals begin on America's Got Talent. Then, the critics are calling the new summer hit awesome, and America agrees. The Singing Bee.
Yes!
A hilarious competition that's not about how well you can sing.
You're an all-star. Get your game on.
It's about knowing the words.
All that liver, Cisco.
Joey Fatone hosts The Singing Bee after America's Got Talent, 8, 7 Central, NBC tonight.
Reasons you think of Ralph Champonda BMW Mini still apply. No hidden charges, only the optional equipment you want. Nice, friendly salespeople, and fair financing. Plus, the greatest service anywhere. We have a huge selection of new Hondas, BMWs, Minis, and pre-owned vehicles. So whether you live in Capitol Hill, Highlands Ranch, Highlands, Wash Park, Park Hill, Parker, Franktown, you get it. We're easy.